So, guys, what do you want to do today?
All right, guys, I've been on TikTok, and I gotta ask, who would win in a fight, 100 men or a gorilla?
Oh, the 100 men, easily. There's 100 of them.
Right? They will overwhelm that stupid-ass gorilla.
Oh, yeah, easy question.
Guys, I don't think you understand how strong gorillas are.
I don't think you understand how strong 100 men are.
Yeah, like muscular-ass bodybuilders?
Well, it doesn't matter. A gorilla's like 10 times stronger than the average adult man.
Okay, so it would only take 11 men to kill him, because if he's 10 times stronger, the 11th man would be too much.
No, I don't think you understand. A gorilla can bench press like 4,000 pounds.
Okay, but, well, I mean, I'm not asking your mom to fight the gorilla. Yeah, the gorilla would barely be able to lift your fat-ass mom. But listen, the question was 100 men or a gorilla.
No, my point is if everybody runs at the gorilla's gonna flail around. He's gonna start hitting people and ripping people apart.
Okay, but you understand, the first few men might die, they might get killed, they might get hurt, but all those people are gonna start dogpiling that stupid-ass gorilla, and I'm dying, and then we snap his neck.
Mm. Well, no, you guys know gorillas bite, right? Like, their bite is stronger than a lion's?
He can't bite all of them at once.
He won't be able to bite him when he's putting a full Nelson.
Ooh!
You're not gonna put him in any kind of Nelson.
What if we call Liam Nelson? He has a certain set of skills. He can put him in a Nelson.
You mean Liam Neeson?
Yeah, he'll put him in a full Neeson.
No, there's not gonna be any Neesons. The gorilla's gonna kick their ass.
Listen, with the right roster of men, that gorilla's going down in 10 seconds.
Bro, I'm telling you, if we get John Jones, John Cena, John Travolta, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, and Papa John's, nigga, we unstoppable.
That's a lot of Johns.
And Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, of course.
Why Kim Jong-un?
Isn't he a good-ass leader?
Yeah, he'll make sure that gorilla starves to death and never has any rights.
I thought this was a fist fight.
Okay, we'll also bring in Tom Hanks.
What, Tom Hanks? What does he know about fighting gorillas?
He voiced Woody in Toy Story.
He knows a thing or two.
I don't see what that has to do with anything.
I really want to meet him, and so would the gorilla. He'd be starstruck.
Ooh, Quentin Tarantino. Loving that.
Yeah.
What, you guys are just naming celebrities you want to meet.
Okay, let me just break it down how easy that gorilla would die. Listen, this is how it happened.
Okay, what would happen is the 100 men would circle the gorilla, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Stone Cold Steve Austin would be leading the group. Stone Cold Steve Austin would give the gorilla a Stone Cold Stunner, and The Rock would follow up with the People's Elbow. And then John Cena would come out of nowhere because he's invisible and give the gorilla an attitude adjustment. And then all the men all at once would jump on the gorilla and dogpile him. The weight of all the humans would be too much for the gorilla, and while he was laying down on the ground, the men would choke him out, and the ref would come out of nowhere and go, 1, 2, 3, ding, 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 it's over, it's over. The 100 men easily win.
Dude, I couldn't have said it any better.
I like how John Cena's invisible. It seems like mostly you think these three wrestlers could kill a gorilla by themselves.
I mean, honestly, these three wrestlers probably could kill the gorilla. The other 97 men would just be there to cheer him on.
Yeah, and tire him out of shit.
Okay, let me tell you what would actually happen.
What would really happen is the gorilla would have a fucking field day. It would be like recess for him. The 100 men would run at the gorilla, and he would just swing his arms, knocking the men to the ground, and then he would jump on top of the men, crushing them and ripping their limbs off. He would never even give them a chance to dogpile on top of them, because he would be so busy swinging his arms and biting men's faces off. It would be easy claps for the gorilla.
Oh, my bad, dude. Your story put me to sleep.
Yeah, we don't want to hear your fiction bullshit.
Fiction? That's what would really happen. It would be a bloodbath. Do you guys know that gorillas can run up to 25 miles an hour and jump 10 feet forward?
And we got Usain Bolt for his bitch ass.
The fastest man on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have Steph Curry, the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
Ooh, he gonna hurt his feelings when we shoot them threes.
Oh, my God. When he shoots a half court and swishes that bitch, that gorilla's gonna go, I'm done. I give up.
Walk out the damn gym.
Imagine if LeBron James one-on-one with the gorilla. It's over.
Okay. Easily.
Are we fighting or playing basketball?
Okay, think about this. Think about this, Cody. We literally have some of the biggest humans on the earth, like the most strongest men on the planet. Imagine the Eagles defense from the Super Bowl going after that gorilla. Oh, they'd bring his ass down. You saw what they did to Patrick Mahomes, right?
But Patrick Mahomes is not a gorilla.
The Eagles got to Mahomes without blitzing one time. It was 34-0 at one point.
Number one defense in the nation.
Okay, but that's football. This is a fist fight.
Okay, think about this. The 2014 Seahawks, the 2020 Buccaneers, and the 2024 Eagles all rushing that gorilla.
Oh,
done.
Bro, top tier.
Cam Chancellor from the Seahawks. Oh,
the legend himself.
Oh, my God. Even if you got Von Miller from the Broncos, done.
Bro, you're being greedy now.
I don't know who these people are.
Just know that gorilla would be mincemeat if these grown-ass men just looked at that goddamn gorilla.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't know who they are, but it doesn't matter because it's still a gorilla.
I don't give a shit. Cody, listen, think about this. Honestly, with a good leader, us three could take down a gorilla.
Who, Kim Jong-un?
But no, me as the leader.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, Cody, think about this. We are humans. We have thumbs and fingernails and eyes. What does a gorilla have?
It has muscles and fangs. It can rip people apart with its bare hands. They do that all the time.
It doesn't speak English.
Yeah, we have English. We can literally roast his mom.
We're not going to argue with the gorilla. It's just going to kill us.
And we hurt his feelings. I'd be like, oh, where'd you get those? You ain't got no sneaks on.
What are those, bitch?
Yeah, can a gorilla hit the Kwan?
It cannot hit the Kwan, and it doesn't know what a Kwan is. It doesn't care.
Also, Cody, think about this. This is my plan. If all three of us went after a gorilla, this is how we take down a gorilla. Joseph would jump on its back and claw its eyes out, right?
Yeah.
And it's going, oh, I can't see. Then you kick it in the nuts, and then when it's on the ground writhing in pain, we grab its head, all three of us, and we snap its neck. Ooh. Oh my god, we pray in that gorilla around the town.
Yeah. We would never even hurt the gorilla. They're so big, and they're so strong, and their skin is so thick.
Okay, well, I could still bite it. It'd still hurt, even though you could bite his nuts.
I'm not gonna bite a gorilla's nuts.
I'm
Aren't
sure.
you into this though?
Yeah.
Yet not one gorillas though.
Okay, watch this. Let's go out in the woods, and if we see a gorilla, let's attack it.
Okay, we're not gonna see a gorilla out in the wilderness in Florida.
I'm sure we will. Where else do you find gorillas?
I don't know. They live in like fucking Africa, Asia. I don't know.
Okay, and America. I'll use this named off two countries that start with A.
Okay, one of those. They're not countries. Okay, let's go look for a fucking gorilla. Okay. Why not? Fuck it. We're not gonna find one.
Guys, look! A real gorilla!
No way, dude! We actually found one!
Guys, the only reason I agreed to come out here is because I didn't think we'd actually find a gorilla. And now that I'm actually looking at one, I just want to go home.
Aw, man, come on, dude. Don't pussy out on us now.
Yeah, we have a plan, Cody.
Your plan is not gonna work.
Oh, come on, Cody. If a few humans could fight back on United 93, then we can kill a gorilla.
They were fighting terrorists that were humans.
With box cutters? This gorilla doesn't have a fucking box cutter, Cody.
He doesn't need a box cutter. He has fangs and muscles.
Our plan is perfect. Joseph's gonna jump on his back, claw his eyes out, and then you're gonna kick him in the nuts, and when he's rolling on the ground...
Go on, Junior.
When he's rolling on the ground in pain from you kicking in the nuts, then we're all three gonna grab his head and snap his neck.
It's not gonna work, Junior. He's crazy strong.
Dude, my fingernails are sharp as fuck. I'm gonna scratch those eyes out.
Yeah, do it, Joseph. Go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's go.
Ooh, it's about to be Harambe Part 2 in this bitch. Say bye-bye to the mice.
Somebody help, I can't feel my spine.
Oh, Joseph, claw his eyes out.
He's fucking killing him, Junior.
Oh, my fucking arm.
Well, that's because he ripped him off, Joseph.
Oh, kick him in the eyes, Joseph. Kick him in the eyes.
Fucking head.
All right, Cody, go kick him in the nuts.
Fuck that.
Wait, Joseph didn't die for no reason, Cody. Stick to the plan. Kick him in the nuts so he can snap his neck. Go.
Hey, Mr. Gorilla. Oh, what's that up there? Is that Winnie the Pooh? Oh, shit. Junior, it has a vagina! It's a girl gorilla! That's why it's called Gorilla Grip!
Cody, I'm so sorry. We didn't plan for a girl gorilla, but I have another plan. If you go up and suck on her nipples, she'll think that you're one of her babies, and not gonna be able to snap her neck.
Junior, she broke my ocular sockets and my nose with one fucking punch.
Well, look, you already took her like a man, right? You took her man, you already got bitch, so you can go do it again, okay? Go suck those nipples.
Baby want milky. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I said you'd win.
Come on, Cody. You don't tell it you're going to suck at nipples.
Junior, take me to the fucking hospital. It just ripped my hair clean off.
Oh, Cody, your injuries aren't that bad.
They're pretty fucking bad, Junior. My whole body hurts. I think it broke every bone in my body.
We're not giving up now, Cody. Joseph didn't die for no reason.
No, Junior, this is exactly when we give up. Look at him. It's drinking a bottle of water. She didn't even break a fucking sweat.
Oh, okay, listen, Cody. Here's what we're going to do to her, okay? I have a new plan.
No. No more plans. I'm not going back over there.
I'm not asking you to fight her anymore. I think you go up to her and tell her that we give up. Say she won, all right?
She's not gonna listen, Junior. She's a fucking gorilla.
Listen, you're gonna tell her that she won, and while she's distracted talking to you, shaking your hand, I'm gonna jump on her back and claw her eyes off.
It's not gonna fucking work, Junior. It's not gonna fucking work.
Cody, just try. Just go tell her we give up. Go tell her we give up.
Hey there. So, you won. Congrats. I just wanted to tell you we give up now. So, yeah, you just enjoy that water. Yeah, I would actually love some water.
Oh, sorry, Cody. Penelope texted me. I had to reply.
Thanks for the backup, Junior. Can we go home now?
Did she rip your face off?
Yes, she did.
Okay, well, we'll be back, and we're gonna kill you this next time.
No, because we're not coming back.
Yeah, we are coming back, because it's at 100 men versus a gorilla, not 3 kids. So when we come back, your ass is going down, because you ain't shit. You're just, oh, I'm just kidding. Okay, Cody, I called you a doctor.
You know what's weird, Junior? This doesn't even hurt. I think the gorilla ripped out the part of my brain that handles pain, so I can't see, but at least it doesn't hurt. Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Holy cocksucking motherfucking shitballs, what the fuck? What happened to you? You want to tell him, Junior?
You know the question everyone's asking, who'd win in a fight, 100 men or a gorilla?
Oh, yeah, it's so stupid. The gorilla would obviously fuck them up. Oh, my God, don't tell me you idiots actually tried it. Oh, no, we tried something much stupider. We tried it with 3 people. 3 people? What, do you guys have a death wish? Tell them what happened to Joseph, Junior.
So Joseph was supposed to jump on the back of the gorilla and claw its eyes out, and the gorilla, there was a female gorilla, and so we didn't plan for it to be a female.
And why does that matter?
Well, the females have smaller eyes.
Yeah, well, I don't have any eyes.
Well, listen, the gorilla grabbed Joseph and ripped his head off.
And what happened to you? Where are your injuries?
Oh!
He doesn't have any. Don't worry. He was coaching like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I was trying to be the leader of the group like Kim Jong-un.
Oh, and what went wrong, Junior?
See, he was a female gorilla. See, you were supposed to kick him in the nuts. It didn't have nuts. It had a puss.
Yeah, it was a female. That was the problem. Not that it was a fucking gorilla.
Okay, listen, honestly, now that I've seen the outcome, you know, it took Albert Einstein 1,000 times to make a light bulb.
Are you sure the gorilla didn't hit you in the head at least once? Because Albert Einstein didn't invent the fucking light bulb.
Well, what I'm saying is whoever made the light bulb, it took him a long time. It took him tries, right? It took multiple tries, and we had, we would have had 100 men easily. Like, the 3 guys, maybe we did it wrong, but
maybe we did.
Yeah, so now looking at it now, I would do it differently. I think we could have definitely, like, all just jumped on the gorilla's back.
I wouldn't have done it at all. I think this whole thing was a mistake.
So who do you think would win in a fight, 100 men or a rhino?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably the rhino.
No, not if we all jumped on the rhino.
Shut the fuck up, Junior!
We got our first 9 weeks report cards.
Dang it, dude. I was so close. I could have had all F's.
Joseph, how did you get a D?
Bro, I turned in a piece of homework.
What? How do you expect to get all F's if you're turning in homework?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking. Next time I'll try less.
Yeah, try less harder next time.
Well, guys, I'm on my way to Harvard because I got all A's.
Did someone say all A's?
Oh, God, it's Billy.
Oh, come on, Billy.
Come on, dude. Why are you here?
Well, I heard you guys talking about A's, and I didn't know if someone wanted some more A's. Junior, I don't see very many AIDS on your report card. You want some more AIDS?
We don't want your AIDS, Billy.
Why?
Because nobody wants AIDS. You're trying to poke me with an AIDS needle. We don't care about AIDS.
I mean, AIDS is pretty cool.
No, it's not. You're not cool and you're not funny. Go away.
Oh, I am so cool and funny.
You're not supposed to be cool and funny. You're supposed to be scary. Aren't you supposed to, like, make traps?
I make traps.
You have not made traps in a long time. All you do is try to poke people with that stupid AIDS needle.
I totally make traps.
No, you're just the AIDS guy now.
Yeah, you're not funny and you're not cool.
Oh, I can totally be funny. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
AIDS.
Okay, that's it. Let's go to a movie, Ken.
Wait. You're supposed to say AIDS who?
AIDS who?
You have AIDS.
God damn it, let's go.
AIDS.
Come on, Joseph, let's leave.
Wait, yeah. Guys, where are you going? The phone was just getting started.
Listen, we don't want to hang out with you, Billy. We're not your friend. You're not funny and you're not cool. And you don't even make traps.
You don't think I'm funny and cool? I'll show you funny and cool.
Where am I?
Hello, Cody. I would like to play a game.
Oh, no. The TV's upside down.
No, you're upside down.
Oh, that explains a lot, actually. Why?
Well, I want to play a game. You'll notice you're holding 2 ropes. One rope will set you free. The other rope will release the 2 bowling balls, crushing your head. The decision is yours.
I'd like to pull the rope that makes me not die.
Oh, but which one? Since you're so smart, make the right decision.
Okay, I have a question. Why are you doing this?
Well, you don't like me. The only thing you like is balls. So let's see how much you like balls crushing your skull.
Okay, but, like, how is this supposed to teach me a lesson? Like, do you not like that I like balls? How does that affect your life personally? Are you, like, a homophobe or something?
No, I love homos. I mean, no homo. I'm not gay or anything, but I'm not a homophobe. I have a friend that's gay, I think. Like he gets a chubby when watching football. But, like, have you seen football players' asses? Jiggly as shit. I mean, I wouldn't mind letting them give me AIDS.
Sounds like you might be gay, dude.
Anyway, did I forget to mention that the rope you pull that saves your life also means you have to be my best friend? Like, I'm talking hang out.
Okay, all right, man, sure.
I mean, like, really hang out. Like, go to the movies and get the same popcorn and drink out the same slushy.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
And also, we have to, like, start texting each other good morning and good night and stuff, and start Snapchatting each other, and we can, like, share our locations.
Are you, like, asking me out?
No. Are you, like, asking me out? Cause gay, am I right? Also, like, you can't talk to that Ken doll anymore, cause I want to be exclusive. I'll even tell you which rope.
Oh, all right. Yeah, tell me which rope.
It's the left rope, buddy.
Okay, I'm just gonna pull the right one then.
Oh, damn! He must have gotten his rights and lefts mixed up.
What the hell's going on?
Well, if it isn't P.J. Crenshaw, better Jamie's Crenshaw, Jamie James Crenshaw.
That's my name, don't wear it out. But seriously though, why am I here, bro? What's going on?
Well, P.J. Crenshaw, you're the coolest kid ever.
Damn right.
So whoever you say is cool is instantly cool.
Yup.
So I want to play a game. The machine you're tied to can slowly crush you. There's a cell phone next to you. If you call everyone in your contacts and tell them I'm cool, I'll let you go. So what's it gonna be, P.J. Crenshaw?
Nah, man, I just don't think you're that cool.
No, seriously, just like pick up the phone, maybe tell a few girls. I mean, even just an Instagram post saying Billy's cool or something.
Nah, man, I really don't want to flood Instagram with spam posts.
I mean, it's not a spam post. You don't even have to say I'm cooler than you. Just like, cool. Like hype me up, dog. Like, say I'm like Baby Gronk or I'm the funniest guy you've ever met or something.
Nah, man, I just don't wanna.
I don't think you understand. You will literally die by being crushed to death slowly. You could even just keep the poster for like 5 minutes and then take it down. You could even say that you got like hacked.
Nah, can't.
I really don't think you understand. This will literally crush you to death.
It's gotta be what it's gotta be.
Listen, if you just say right now that Billy is cool, like no post, no phone calling, literally just right now, say Billy is cool, I'll let you go.
Cowabunga!
He died the way he lived. So damn cool.
Wait, what's going on,
dude?
Joseph, wait, what's happening to us?
I don't know, we're in some type of contraption.
Help! Wait, Joseph, that TV's turning on.
Hello, Joseph M. Jr.
Oh, God, it's Billy.
Dude, what the hell does he want?
What do you want, Billy?
Come on, you aren't happy to see me.
No, and we don't want to play your stupid games.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I think you're going to want to play this game. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to like your game.
If you would just give me a second to explain, you might want to play. So, Junior, you are rigged to a guillotine, and if it drops, it will decapitate you. Joseph, you are attached to some spiky wall thing that I made. And if it closes, you will be impaled to spiky things on a wall.
Let me guess, all these nails have AIDS?
Actually, no. No AIDS on all those nails.
Oh, that's surprising, dude.
Only one nail doesn't have AIDS on it. But all the other nails do have AIDS on them. I ran out of AIDS.
Oh.
So, you're probably wondering, Billy, how do we get out of here without dying? Well, each of you have a remote with a green button on it, and all you have to do is press the button on your remote. But, Junior, if you press your green button, Joseph will die, and you'll be set free. And, Joseph, if you press your green button, Junior will die, and you will be set free. So, what are you gonna do? Kill your friend and save yourself? You decide.
Well, I'm never gonna kill my friend.
Yeah, dude, we're best friends forever.
So what happens if we never choose, huh?
Well, if neither of you decides who dies within 10 minutes, you both go free.
Oh, well, I guess we both won't press the button for 10 minutes.
Yeah, dude, that's easy.
Oh, yeah, sure, you can do that, but let me go ahead and ask you guys a few questions. Joseph, Would you say Junior's girlfriend Penelope is hot?
Nah, dude.
So you think she's ugly?
I mean, pretty much, yeah.
Junior, how does it feel knowing that he thinks you have an ugly girlfriend?
I mean, he says that all the time. I mean, I like that he's not attracted to my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, Junior, would you say that you're a racist?
No, I'm not racist. I'm literally friends with Joseph. He's black.
Yeah, that's my nigga, though.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Would you ever say the N-word? Like, ever?
No.
See? That's my dog. He wouldn't do that. He know better.
Okay. Well, completely unrelated question. What happens to a little kid's knee when he gets older? Like his knee is smaller when he's a kid, but it gets bigger when he's an adult. What does his knee do?
It grows.
But what grows? I don't understand. What could be growing?
His knee?
You aren't being specific with your answer. Say it in a complete sentence. What does his knee do?
His knee...
Goody-ate.
What?
Just answer the first question. What do you think his knee does?
His knee...
Goody-ate.
What are you saying? I keep trying to answer the question. You keep interrupting me.
Just answer the first question. Even if I interrupt, don't let it stop you. What does his knee do?
His knee...
Goody-ate.
Grows.
He said the N-word! He said it! He hates black people! What a racist, Joseph! What do you think about that, huh? You wanna kill him, huh?
Bro, you hate black people?
No, he tricked me!
No, I didn't trick you. I think Junior said it as a hate crime. I think he was just expressing how he truly feels.
That's not how I feel, Joseph, I promise.
Really, dude?
Yeah, ask me another question. I promise I'm not racist.
Okay. If you had to get rid of one holiday, I mean, erase it from existence, the history behind it, its significance, everything, which holiday would you get rid of? Christmas or Juneteenth?
Dude, you better choose Christmas.
Oh, hell no. I'm not getting rid of Christmas. Christmas is amazing. Everyone gets presents.
Bro, my freedom is a present.
Well, think about this. Look, there's Christmas trees and Santa Claus and Christmas lights.
Look, without Juneteenth, my freedom would not exist. That would mean I would be a present to you, and that's not fair.
Okay, just straight up, Joseph, I think slavery is wrong, but if you were my slave, I would give you presents.
Bro, I'm pressing the damn button.
Congratulations, Joseph. You can go free.
Oh, thank God, dude!
But wait. To be free, you have to be my new best friend.
Aw, hell nah. You can kill me right now, in the worst way.
Why does nobody want to be my friend?
Talk to you.
Not right now, Karen. I bootleg downloaded the movie Twisters from a shady website. Movie theaters are just too expensive these days.
Oh, well, is it any good?
Well, the quality's just okay. The guy who recorded it is eating his popcorn really loud, and he put his own watermark all over it. But it's just so scary. There's just so many tornadoes.
Pointy, you know those aren't real tornadoes, right?
Yeah, right, Karen. You're telling me that's fake? No way. They don't have that kind of technology.
Pointy, listen. Can you please pause your movie so I can talk to you?
Pause Twisters? What if I miss something, like another tornado?
Pointy, there's probably going to be more tornadoes.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, make it quick.
Well, Pointy, the other night I cheated.
What, cheated? What do you mean you cheated?
I cheated, Pointy.
What? Karen, you cheated? How could you do this to me?
I'm sorry, Pointy. I just can't help myself. It's so easy.
Well, is this the first time you've done something like this?
No, Pointy. I cheat every chance I get, every time you leave the room.
Oh, who have you even cheated with?
Well, there was one time with your brother, Jonathan, but it was his idea.
You cheated with Jonathan?
I did, Pointy.
Karen, you're a serial cheater. I feel so dirty. I'm leaving you, Karen. I'm leaving you.
Why, Pointy? Why?
Why? Why am I leaving, Karen? Because you cheated on me! Because you're a lying, cheating whore! Lying! Cheating! Whore!
Oh, I never should have told him! But I didn't know he'd act this way!
Jeffy, stop smelling those markers. It'll make you high.
Why? So I can be like you?
I'm not high, Jeffy.
Marvin, he can smell those markers. They're scented markers.
Yeah, Daddy, I'm smelling some fluffernutter right now.
That sounds like a bad word.
I bend her over and stuck it right in her fluffernutter.
Jeffy, don't say that. There's someone at the door.
Hello?
Hey there,
Marvin. I just happened to be in the neighborhood and thought I'd drop by before I kill myself.
But what's going on, buddy? You don't look so good.
Oh, I don't? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess maybe you've just never seen the face of a guy whose wife is a cheating bitch. That's it. That's the face. It's me.
Wait, your wife cheated on you?
What gave you that idea?
Well, you said...
Yes, she did. She's a cheating bitch. Apparently, she cheated multiple times. Every time I was out of the room, apparently, just all the time. You know, I never checked the closet, so I guess that's where she was keeping them.
Oh, okay.
Like, rooms.
Well, how'd you catch her being a cheater?
Oh, I walked into the room and she was eating a pumpkin.
What?
Never mind, she's a cheating bitch. She cheated on me with my own brother.
What, your own brother?
Yes.
What, do you want to come inside?
I bet that's what she asked them. You know what? I bet she didn't even have to. I bet they already knew they could. That's her kink.
Listen, come inside, buddy. Let's just talk about this.
Hey, Donnie, look, I'm a unicorn.
Jeffy, stop it. Go to your room. We have to talk about adult things.
All right, Donnie. Well, I'm going to go to my room and use my markers to color my butthole to look like the LGBTQ flag. It's going to smell fruity.
Marvin, what's wrong with your friend?
His wife cheated on him.
Oh, that's so sad.
Hey, you guys talking about me? Because that would be fucked up. It's pretty messed up to make fun of a crying man.
Hey, what can we do to make you happy, buddy?
Well, you could build a time machine and send me back to before the plane hit the tower so I could stand on top of them and die.
What? No, buddy, I thought you were going to say send you back before your wife cheated on you.
Oh, no. Who knows when that started? She was probably doing that before she even met me.
Wait, don't you cheat on your wife all the time?
Oh, here we go. Yes, I do. But I can do that because I'm the man. I work. I pay the bills so I can do that. It's like a tax.
Wait, isn't that the problem, though? Maybe that's why she cheated.
Marvin, are you sure your wife's not cheating on you? Because that is cheater talk. You should smell her breath and make sure it doesn't smell like pumpkin.
Listen, buddy, look, just calm down. What can we do to, like, get you distracted from your wife cheating on you?
You're right, Marvin. I should cheat on my wife to get back at her.
But you already cheat on your wife!
No, this time it'll be different because it's going to be for revenge. Like Japan, they blew up a couple of ships at Pearl Harbor, so we dropped 2 nukes on their asses. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bang 2 hot bitches. Come on, Marvin, to the strip club.
Marvin, no.
Marvin, to my car.
But you can't drive. You've been drinking.
I'm not going to drive. You're going to drive. Wink, wink.
I gotta go with him.
Marvin, please, no!
I gotta make sure he doesn't drive drunk.
Okay.
Oh, no, you're not driving. Give me your keys.
Oh, you want my keys, huh? Okay, there you go.
Yeah, you're not driving.
It's push to start, you fucking idiot. It's a Hyundai Sonata.
Oh, no, don't drive! Don't drive!
Please!
Stop.
The best part about working the night shift alone is you get all the doonits. Oh, Winkin' Wallaby, is that a drunk driver? I'm gonna go get him. Oh my god, the cops are behind us!
The cops? I'm a cop. If I just let them know, they'll let them go.
Oh god, thank god you're stopping.
Just let me do all the talking.
Excuse me, sir, you were swerving. Oh, hey, Mike!
Simmons! It's my partner, Simmons! Marvin, we are good. We are good. Simmons is gonna let me drive drunk, aren't you, Simmons?
Actually, mate, I can't do that.
Why not?
Well, because my body cam's on.
You fucking idiot. You're supposed to turn it off.
Well, they don't let us do that anymore, mate.
I just put a sticker over mine.
How many beers have you had tonight?
This is my 6th one. Here, you want a sip?
No, mate. You know I'm working. I can't drink on the job. Plus, I'm already 6 donuts deep. I got donuts in my car. You want one?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Marvin, you want a donut? Marvin doesn't, but I do.
All right, mate. Give me 1 second.
Put it right in my mouth.
There you are.
Oh, shit. I'm too drunk to eat donuts.
All right, mate. Well, I'm going to have to do a sobriety test for you, so I'm going to need you to get out of the car.
Simmons, I already told you I'm drunk. I don't have to prove it. God, you are the worst cop ever.
All right, mate. Well, I'm going to have to turn you in, so come on. Get out of the vehicle.
Okay, I will get out, but first you have to give me a hug.
All right.
Stupid pig!
What? You just tasered a cop!
Strip club, Marvin, titties!
What?
Titties, Marvin, titties! Oh, look at that, Marvin. Titties!
I don't want to be here. Let's leave.
Come on, Marvin. My wife cheated on me.
And you tasered a cop. You're probably wanted.
I don't care, Marvin. I have nothing left to live for. Like, watch this. Hey, ho.
What?
Come here.
Yeah?
Let me grab that. Oh, wow. Those are nice.
Hey, you have to pay for that.
Oh, okay. Here you go. There you go.
Oh, my God, yeah!
enjoy it. It's my life savings.
Hey, no punching the legs.
The fuck? Hey, buddy, you better get out of my face before my friend Marvin kicks your ass.
Oh, I'd like to see him try.
Kick his ass, Marvin.
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't want to kick
him. No, kick his ass. You could do it. Punch him right in the nose. He's got a weak sinus cavity. I can tell. It's like punching a shark. It'll just knock him right out.
Yeah, punch me in the nose.
See, he wants you to do a punch him, Marvin.
I'm not punching
him. Quit being a bitch and punch him.
Okay. Oh my god, he broke my wrist! He broke my wrist!
Marvin, what, you think you're the Equalizer? You're not Denzel Washington.
You guys need to go!
Oh, you still want us to leave?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just finish my beer. See what I tell you, Marvin? I knocked his ass out with my beer bottle, and it didn't even break. How do they do it in movies?
I think he broke my wrist. I need to go to the hospital.
Oh, okay, hold on. Hey, girl.
What?
Come back to my house. I want you to meet my wife.
Give me money.
Oh, okay, fine. Here you go. Yeah, see? Ooh. This is what you want?
Yeah.
I got all the power. Come
okay.
on.
Okay. Marvin, what happened to your hand?
He broke it because he thought he was the Equalizer.
No, you told me to punch that guy in the face.
Wait, where have you guys been?
The strip club.
Marvin, how could you?
I was trying to stop him from drinking and driving, and then he tasered a cop.
And tell her what else I did.
And then we went to the strip club, and then he met this stripper, and he took her on a shopping spree and bought her whatever she wanted, and then he went to the bank and gave her his life savings.
Why would you give that whore all your money?
Oh, damn. I am so sorry. She actually prefers the term hoe. It's more respectful.
He saved me from a ditch, and now I'm a classy-ass bitch.
Why would you give that hoe all your money?
Oh, easy. See, my wife cheated on me, so at the end of the day, I'm planning on a, you know... Yeah, can't take it with me, right? So I think I'm maybe gonna run into a train, you know, just make it nice and quick. And by the way, don't fucking do that. If you were gonna do that because of this scene, you have bigger problems and you should probably get some help. I shouldn't have to tell you that. And now you can get some help with today's sponsor, me telling you not to fucking do that. And also GamerSubs, I guess.
Listen, buddy, I know your wife cheated on you, but you don't-
Oh, thank you for reminding me. I forgot for a second.
Listen, man, you can just take the money away from her. Like, you can take all that stuff back and get
no,
your
no,
money
no,
back.
Don't worry. I'm not gonna do that. Marvin. Stop, you're scaring her.
Listen, you're just
Look,
doing a lot of...
Squeeze me, but I'm gonna go brag to my wife that I have a new hotter wife and no money.
Oh, man, he's ruining his life.
I can't believe you told him we cheated!
I had to tell him the truth! It was killing me!
Hey, lovebirds.
Boy!
What it is. I just wanted to introduce you to my new girl. What is her name?
Angel Dust.
This is Veronica. She's definitely not a stripper, and I gave her our entire life savings.
Boy, you're cheating on me?
Yeah, I guess you're not the only one who likes to eat pumpkin, huh? Oh, come here, pumpkin.
Boyney, what are you talking about?
Well, you cheated on me, so I cheated on you.
Boyney, I didn't cheat on you. I cheated.
Well, tomato, tomato, you're still banging other guys. It doesn't matter what you call it.
No, Boyney, think. What were we doing the other night?
Well, apparently you were banging my brother while I was watching TV.
I wish!
No, Boyney, we were playing board games.
And?
I cheated at board games.
Wait, explain.
Well, Boyney, remember when we were playing Guess Who? Well, there was a mirror behind you, so I could see who your person was, and I was able to guess who it was by looking at the reflection. And then we played Monopoly, and I was the banker, so I kept stealing money from the bank when you weren't looking. Then we were playing Uno with Jonathan, and he gave me a bunch of draw four cards under the table so we could make you keep drawing cards all game long.
Damn it, I knew there was no way you had that many draw fours.
It was so funny, Boyney, because you had like 50 cards and you kept having to draw four more.
And you just kept buying up all those properties in Monopoly?
Boyney, honey, I didn't buy those properties.
Oh, god damn it, I just thought you were really good at guessing who.
No.
Well, I did a lot to screw up my life.
It's okay, Boyney. I still love you.
No, you don't understand, Karen. I tased a cop. I hit this really scary bodyguard guy. I gave our entire life savings to this stripper. See, I thought I was going to get hit by a train later, and now I still want to.
It's okay, Boyney. You'll earn your money back. And when you do, can I go shopping?
Sure, if the train doesn't kill me.
Come on, Boyney. Let's go play board games.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Karen. We can set up the board right in front of the train.
Oh, no. Jeffy's putting tape on the couch again.
Oh, no. Jeffy, stop it.
Baby, get the laser pointer.
Okay.
Jeffy, stop putting tape on the couch.
Stop it.
Here, Jeffy. Go get it. Go get it. Come on, Jeffy.
Yeah, get the laser. Make him go out of the room.
Okay. Go get it, Jeffy. Go get it. Go get it.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Baby, keep playing with Jeffy. I'm going to answer the door.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin. Can I come inside? I just need someone to talk to.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, Dane, look what I did to the couch. I made it all pretty.
Baby, you're supposed to distract them with the laser pointer.
The laser pointer died, Marvin.
And I ran out of tape. Can you go in the store and buy me some more?
Get out of here, Jeffy.
Okay.
There's tape all over the couch. Baby, you're supposed to hide the tape.
I did, Marvin, but he found it. He always finds it.
Why is there tape all over your couch?
My son likes to put tape on the couch. Listen, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I was on my way to my 27-year high school reunion, but then I found out that my high school bully's going to be there, so now I don't want to go.
Why do you have a 27-year high school reunion?
Oh, well, after the 25th year, people start dying, so they just do it every year. It's pretty sad.
Oh, well, you said your high school bully's going to be there?
Yeah, Candy Randy.
Candy Randy?
Yeah, let me tell you the story. So back in high school, there was this kid named Randy that everybody called Candy Randy because he would sell candy to everybody in the school. Now, for some reason, Randy didn't like me. I can't imagine why. But usually, he would only charge a dollar for his candy. But then one day, a couple hours before lunch, I was hungry and I had a dollar burning a hole in my pocket. So I went up to Randy and I was like, hey Randy, let me get some Skittles. And he said, for you, that'll be $2. And I said, Randy, that's bullshit because usually you only charge $1 and I only have $1. But he still wouldn't sell me the Skittles. So I did what any man would do, and I picked my nose and I wiped a booger on him. And Randy didn't like that at all. He was pissed off, and he stood up and said, okay, meet me after school by the flagpole, and me and you are gonna fight. And then all the students and all the teachers went, ooh, so I pretty much had to do it at that point. So then I spent the whole rest of my day trying to figure out how I could fake my own death so I didn't have to fight Randy. I even tried to call my mom and see if she would check me out of school, but she wouldn't do it. So then, after school, I went up to the flagpole, and there was this huge crowd of people gathered around, and they were all chanting, Randy, Randy. And I was like, that's not fair. I can fight Randy. I got this. All he ever does is eat candy. I can take him. So then I started throwing haymakers, and Randy just kept dodging them. And then Randy started beating the shit out of me. I mean, he was good. And then the worst part is his hands were still sticky from eating all that candy. And then after he got done beating me up, he took my underwear and tied it to the flagpole, and then he hoisted my underwear up like a flag. And then my underwear had a skid mark in it, so that was horrible. And then everybody started saying the Pledge of Allegiance to my underwear. I've never been so embarrassed in all my life. So that's the story of Candy Randy.
Well, that's dumb. There's no way all your classmates are going to remember that 27 years later.
Oh, believe me, they're going to remember the skid mark. It was huge. I practically shit my pants.
You didn't wipe that day?
Have you ever tried to wipe your ass with toilet paper at a school? It's like trying to wipe your ass with Taco Bell napkins. They're all rough and they're thin. I'd rather not even wipe, which is why I didn't. But my ass was itching a lot, though.
I still think you should go to your high school reunion.
Well, look, I'm not going, okay? I spent $150 to rent this suit for the night, and I don't want it to go to waste. So I was just wondering if you guys wanted to go to, like, Red Lobster. Maybe if we're feeling classy, we could try going to Applebee's. I mean, I really want to go to Outback, but there's no way I can reserve a table this late. Nah, not with their blooming onions.
Did you say Candy Randy?
Yeah, do you know him?
Yeah, there was a guy at the gas station named Randy who sold candy.
Wait, what'd he look like? Did he look like an asshole?
No, he had cornrows and tattoos.
Yep, that's him. That's that asshole.
What, you know him?
Yeah, he sold me candy for $1.
A dollar for you? Why did it have to be $2 for me, Randy? Why?
Well, listen, you gotta get over this Randy guy. So I think you should go to your high school reunion, go up to him with $1, and try to buy some candy. Maybe he'll like you now, and you can get over all this stuff.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, it has been 27 years. Maybe he's cool now. Yeah, I'm gonna go, and I'll come back and tell you guys how it went.
What happened?
Well, I got to the reunion, and Randy was selling candy for $1, so I tried to give him $1, and then he punched me in the face, and he took my dollar, and then he pulled my underwear out, and there were still skid marks on it, and then he started waving my underwear around, and everybody started laughing and calling me Skid Mark Guy and Poopkin Guy, and that's not even clever.
Yeah, Randy does have anger issues.
How many times did you see this Randy guy?
Well, we dated, like, 10 years ago.
You dated a candy salesman at a gas station?
He was nice! He gave me candy!
Oh my god, is he hot?
Hell no!
Why would you date a guy who sells candy at a gas station? I want to see him. Call him over.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I want to see him right now. We're going to beat him up.
Okay, I think I still have his number. Let me get my yearbook. Okay, here's my yearbook.
Aw, your wife signed it?
Oh no, she signed that after we were already married because she thought it'd be cute. She didn't even go to the same school as me.
Wait, who's Baked Ziti Feedy Petey?
Okay, look, I don't have time to explain all the names in the book, okay, but I'll explain that one. See, I went to high school with this guy named Petey, and we all called him Big ZD Petey because he always brought Big ZD to lunch and ate it, but then he went on a ski trip and he got frostbite on both his feet, so he had to heat him up by putting his feet in pans of Big ZD and walking around, so we started calling him Big ZD Feedy Petey.
All the names in your books sound like freaks.
Yeah, they are.
All right, so look, there's Candy Randy's number. I still can't believe you dated a guy who sold candy at a gas station.
It was forever ago, Marvin.
Well, look, call him over here because I want to have a word with him.
Okay, let me go get my phone. Okay, I called him and there he is.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Dookie Pants?
Don't call me that in front of my friends.
You ain't got no friends.
Yes, I do. I have two and they're right here.
Oh, shit, is that Rosebud?
Hey, Randy.
Hey, you trying to get another taste of this pizza skeet?
No, Randy, I'm married now.
Oh, well, that's a shame, because you just won a golden ticket to the White Chocolate Factory. You trying to see my Willy Wonka?
Randy, meet my husband, Marvin.
Ex-husband.
Marvin!
So you on the market? Because I'm trying to see where these little piggies are going. Hopefully they're going to be wee-wee-weeing all the way back to my place.
No, Randy, I'm married.
Well, he's one lucky man, because I remember when you used to lick me like a lollipop. You know, like that Lil Wayne song? You know that song, old man?
I've heard it.
What did you see in him?
Well, I can tell you what she didn't see, a 401k or a high credit score. But what she did see was 7.3 inches below the waist on a good day. And every day was a good day.
Okay, you know what? I think we should just talk about why we invited you over here.
Oh, my bad. I was just reminiscing how I used to make her my Cadbury cream egg. You know what a Cadbury cream egg is?
Yeah, I know what it is. Listen, how about this? So Brooklyn Guy wants to call you over here because he wants to fight you.
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, so he's trying to get his ass beat.
Well, no, he wants a professional fight in a boxing ring tonight.
What? No, Randy, I didn't say that.
Okay, well, you're wrong. Well, you better start training. I'll see you tonight.
What, Marvin, why would you do that?
Because you need to fight him. You need to get revenge. Listen, you need a professional fight that you actually train for so you can beat him up.
But I already have a black eye. He's going to kick my ass.
Well, look, we're going to do a training montage. We're going to fix your eye up, and you're going to be ready to fight him, okay?
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, Marvin, I am so ready. I am ready to cheat.
But cheat?
Oh, yeah, there's no way I'm going to fight Randy fairly. He'd kick my ass. I don't think hitting punching bags for 20 seconds is going to help me fight.
Well, how are you going to cheat?
I'm going to poison him with tetrodotoxin.
What is that?
It is a very rare poison found in the pufferfish that will make him completely paralyzed, except he can feel everything. So when he's on the ground, not able to move, I'm going to be wailing on him. Like, fight back, bitch! You can't!
Okay, so how are you going to get the poison in him?
Well, that's why I have these glasses. See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to challenge Randy to a friendly water-drinking competition. See, Randy is very competitive, so there's no way he's going to say no. So I'm just going to fill up these two glasses here, and then I'm going to take my poison and put it in Randy's glass. He's never going to know. Okay, I'm going to go call Randy.
Okay, I'm going to keep stirring this so that it dissolves.
Okay, I called him and there he is.
Hey, what's going on, Dookie Pants?
I don't even care that you called me Dookie Pants.
Okay, so what are we doing?
Well, I thought before our fight we should hydrate. So I challenge you to a competition to see who can take the fastest sip of water.
Okay, I'll do that. Water's good for your body.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go! Oh, man, Randy, it looks like you won.
Yeah, because you're too slow. You better be fast in the fight.
Marvin, he's so stupid. He drank the poison. What the fuck? Marvin, I can't move!
Well, did you drink the poison?
Marvin, did you switch the cups?
You never told me to switch the cups!
You didn't switch the cups?
You never told me to switch the cups!
God damn it, I thought you said you were gonna switch the cups!
No, you never told me to switch the cups. I mean, I guess it would make sense that we should switch the cups, but you had the cup of poison in front of you, but I thought you switched the cups.
No, I didn't have time. He came over so fast. God damn it, I can't move. I can't fight now.
Well, you still have to fight. We can't back out.
I have to back out. I can't move.
No, what if you still fight, but I'm in the ring and I throw the punches with your arm?
But that's stupid.
No, it's gonna work. We gotta do something, okay? So let's just go to the fight.
Okay. But you have to drag me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't move, remember?
Uh-huh. All right, buddy. Are you ready for your big fight?
No, I can't move.
But we have a plan. I'm going to swing your punches for you.
They're going to see you.
Maybe they won't. We went over this. Come on, let's go.
I want to forfeit.
All right. I want a nice and clean fight. We're going 3 rounds, just like I do with my wife every night. You better have my dinner ready, woman.
I can relate.
All right, you ready? Okay, go!
I'm about to beat your butt like I did in high school.
I'm going to swing for you.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. You can't swing for him.
Well, I'm his trainer.
Uh-oh, go ahead, train your ass in the corner, sir.
No, ref, it's okay. He can stay in. I'll beat his ass, too.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. 2v1, go!
Thank God.
Ow, I get Marvin, protect my face. I'll try
now. He's hit me.
Well, one of us is going to get hit.
Time out.
Ref, there ain't no timeouts in boxing.
I know, but they ass needed.
Come on, let's go think of a plan.
Okay.
All right, we have to think of a plan.
Yeah, no shit. Marvin, I think we should just tell them that I tried to cheat and then reschedule for a time when I can actually use my body.
You want to tell your high school bully you tried to cheat when fighting him?
No, but I also don't want him to beat the ever-loving shit out of me again.
No, look, we have to think of a plan because that's embarrassing if you tell him you tried to cheat.
Okay, what if you get on top of my head and you control me like Ratatouille, like you pull my hair?
Does that really work? I think that was just an animated movie.
Yeah, you're right. I just have a kink for having my hair pulled.
Ooh, I got an idea. What if I let him hit you in the face, and then while he's hitting you in the face, I start hitting him?
Okay, and then we take turns?
No. He just keeps hitting you in the face, because he's not going to see it coming, because while he's beating you up, I'll come up from behind him and start hitting him in the head.
Okay, you know what? Fine, let's try it.
Okay, we're going to win. What's this?
All right, I'm counting this as round two, because your ass lost the first round.
That's fair.
Look, try to put your hands up.
Oh, believe me, I wish I could.
Listen, man, I feel bad for you, so I'm going to do you a solid. I'm only going to follow you with my left hand.
See? That's generous. Only the left hand, and it's 2v1. He's handing it to you on the silver platter.
Oh, yeah, there's no way I could lose.
Look, are y'all ready? Round two. Go!
I call this one my gut punch.
Oh, my God.
Ow, Marvin, help me. Ow!
I wasn't expecting to hit me in the stomach first.
Ow! Do you quit? Do you forfeit?
Yes!
Winner!
Damn! I beat your ass in high school, and I beat your ass as an adult.
I have a spit kink, too, so that works.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you forfeit. We could have won.
No, we couldn't.
Let's go. Come on, buddy.
Marvin, today was very embarrassing.
Well, you would have had a chance to win if you didn't cheat.
Well, it would have worked if you switched the cups.
You never told me to switch the cups.
I thought it went without saying.
You should have told me to switch the cups.
Marvin, I hate when we argue.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry, too. Well, there's one thing we have in common. We both hate Candy Randy.
Oh, yeah, fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, he's the worst. You want to help me take tape off the couch?
Sure, just roll me over. I'll do it with my mouth.
That's what she said.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so... You gonna help?
Yeah, you gotta roll me over there.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
I hate when he puts all this tape.
God, I wish I had teeth. Come on, I don't care about Vincent Van Gogh's ear. Hurry up and go to the next one.
Boy, hey, what you doing?
I'm watching this online ear auction. I'm trying to buy Evander Holyfield's ear that Mike Tyson bit off.
Ew, boy, that's disgusting. Why do you want to buy an ear that someone bit off?
Because nobody else has it and I want it. Shh, it's coming up.
All right, for our next item up to auction, we have Evander Holyfield's right ear that was bitten off by Mike Tyson. And to verify the authenticity of said ear, we have the Mr. Evander Holyfield. So, Mr. Holyfield, this is your ear, correct?
What's that?
This ear is your ear, correct?
Repeat it again.
The ear on the table is, in fact, the ear that Mike Tyson bit off of you.
Hey, let's switch seats. I can hear your ass. You know my ear on the table.
My apologies, sir. So, Mr. Holyfield.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to know, is this your ear?
Oh, yeah, that's my ear right there.
And why are you selling said ear?
You know the bills do. It's the rent, you know. I gotta pay it.
You heard it here first, folks. Evander Holyfield needs to pay his rent. So, let's start the bidding at $1,000. Do I hear $1,000? $1,000 going once. $1,000 going twice. Nothing. Okay. How about $500? Anyone for $500?
Bid on it, Boyne.
$500 is too much. I can get them lower.
You in the back, sir. You're just getting up to use the bathroom. Understood. Maybe $100. Do I hear $100?
I'll give you an earring with it. Come on.
$100? I'm buying it.
$100? I've just been notified that someone from the online auction has bought the ear for $100. Congrats, sir. Yes, I won the ear Mike Tyson bit off. Yes.
Boyne, what are you going to do when you get your bitten off ear?
Well, I'm going to put it in my wallet and carry it around with me wherever I go. And whenever I meet people, I'm going to say, hey, you know that ear Mike Tyson bit off? I have it. And they're going to say, nuh-uh. And then I'm going to whip it out and show them, and they're going to think I'm cool.
But how are they going to know it was really his ear?
It comes with a certificate of ear authenticity.
Well, when does it get ear?
Well, it gets ear tomorrow because they're doing overnight shipping. It's coming from Las Vegas. Oh! Let's go to bed. I can't wait to get my ear.
Oh, Karen, I'm so excited. I'm not going to count sheep while I sleep. I'm going to count ears. One ear. Two ears.
Boyne, I know you're not sleeping. Your eyes are still open.
I know. That's how excited I am.
Boyne, you want to fool around?
Only if I can do it in your ear.
Boyne, that's icky.
I know. I'm going to sleep. Huh? It's morning, Karen!
Blighty, it's too early for this!
I'm gonna go track my package. Ooh, I can't wait to see what time my ear gets delivered. What? Package destroyed? What? Destroyed?
Blighty, what's wrong?
I'm on the UPS website, and it says my package was destroyed.
What?
I don't know, let me check the news.
Breaking news, MK. A UPS plane has crashed into a children's hospital, destroying all the packages and killing hundreds of people.
What? Oh, come on, are you kidding me? Oh, I can't believe my luck.
I know, Boyney, it's awful. All those children are dead.
Oh, my package is gone.
Boyney, this family's suffering out there.
I'm suffering, Karen. I'm the one whose package got destroyed. Oh, why does God hate me? Why does he make this happen to me?
Stop being so selfish, Boyney.
Karen, that was Evander Holyfield's only ear that got bitten off. It was irreplaceable. How on earth could this have happened?
Cut it out with the puns, Boyney. It's not a joke.
No, I know it's not a joke, Karen. I know people died, but you can always make more kids. You can't make more of Evander Holyfield's ear that got bitten off. You could do that one more time, but I bet he's not going to do it. I don't care if he and Mike Tyson are friends now. He's not going to let him bite the other one off.
Cut it out, Boyney.
No, I'm going to go to the auction house, and I'm going to say, how are you going to make this right? I need you to make Mike Tyson bite Evander Holyfield's other ear off and spit it out into my hand. That's the only way.
Boyney!
No, I'm going to go there and tell him.
Order. Damn it. Well, in any case, I am the Honorable Judge Boober, and today we will be hearing the case of Brooklyn Guy, who is demanding to get Evander Holyfield's other ear because the one he purchased was destroyed in a plane crash. Brooklyn Guy, explain what's going on.
So I purchased Evander Holyfield's ear that Mike Tyson bit off for $100 in an auction. And I was really excited to finally get the ear so I could show it off to my friends. And then bam! The plane carrying the ear crashes and the ear gets destroyed. It was one of a kind. So now, they owe me Evander Holyfield's other ear, and I want Mike Tyson to bite it off and spit it into my hand.
Very interesting. Mr. Auction House Man, what have you to say about this?
Well, it wasn't the auction house's fault that UPS crashed their plane. It should be their job to get him a new Holyfield ear.
Yes, that does make sense that it is UPS's fault that their plane crashed. So, Brooklyn Guy, couldn't you just sue UPS for a $100 refund for the ear?
I don't want a refund. I want Evander Holyfield's ear that was bitten off by Mike Tyson. It was worth way more than $100 to me. It was priceless. They owe me Evander Holyfield's other ear, and I want you to make Mike Tyson bite it off and spit it into my hand.
Well, I don't really have the power to force Mike Tyson to bite Evander Holyfield's other ear off. But I suppose I could give you a 24-hour pass to go bite it off.
Wait, me? I could bite his other ear off?
Yes. You have 24 hours to go bite Evander Holyfield's ear off without it being considered a crime. But after that 24-hour period, it will become a crime. So you better go. Bite his ear off.
Thank you, Your Honor. Now, where is he? Hey, Marvin.
I liked it better when you would knock before you came in my house.
It's really important this time.
Ooh, I really do like your hair, though.
Thank you.
You look good.
No, I don't feel good. Did you see on the news about the UPS plane that crashed into that children's hospital?
I know, that was so sad.
Wait, you feel bad because you knew my package was on that plane?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Well, maybe you should have been more considerate.
A lot of people died.
Yeah, whatever, but my package was one of a kind. It was irreplaceable.
What was your package, like a kitten or a puppy?
No, it was Evander Holyfield's ear that Mike Tyson bit off.
You bought an ear that was bitten off?
Yeah, for $100. It was a pretty good deal, actually.
Oh, okay, so why do you even care if it was only $100?
Because it's not about the money, Marvin. It's about the ear. And the judge says I have 24 hours to legally bite off Evander Holyfield's other ear.
But won't he need that?
Well, he didn't need the other one. He was auctioning it off.
This whole situation sounded completely insane and stupid.
I know, but I just came to you to see if you know where Evander Holyfield is.
I don't know where that guy is. I don't even know what he does now.
Oh.
Well, maybe you could try calling his agent and asking his agent where he is.
Ooh, see, Marvin, this is why I come to you. You have smart ideas. I'm gonna go get my phone. Okay, I googled his agent's phone number and I'm gonna call him. Hello, you've reached Steve Stahlberger, talent agent. Yes, do you represent Evander Holyfield?
I do!
Okay, so where is he?
Well, I can't disclose that kind of information unless it's for business purposes.
Oh, it is. He owes me something.
Oh, well, what's he owe you?
Let's just say it's an earful.
Well, what is it?
In my mouth.
What?
I'm gonna bite his ear off because the judge said I could. Hello? Hello? He hung up on me.
Well, maybe because of the way you approached the situation.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that.
I wouldn't have said you were going to bite his ear off.
Marvin, could you call him and see if you can find out where he is?
Okay, I'll see what I can do. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello, you've reached Steve Salberger, talent agent.
Yes, you represent Evander Holyfield, correct?
This isn't another prank call about biting his ear off again, is it? We get those all the time.
No, this is a business opportunity for Mr. Holyfield.
Oh, well, what is it?
Well, we have an opportunity for him to go back into boxing.
Oh, he loves doing that.
Yeah, Mike Tyson wants a rematch.
Oh, okay.
So where is he so I can talk about this opportunity?
He's at the Applebee's right now.
Okay, well, then we'll head that way.
Okay, I'll let him know you're coming.
Thank you. They said he's at Applebee's.
Which Applebee's?
The Applebee's.
Oh, the Applebee's, of course. Yeah, okay, I'll go over there, and I'll dress up like a waiter and then bite his ear off.
Hello, welcome to Applebee's. What would you like to drink? Sir? Sir?
You were talking to me? Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. You know, I'm missing the ear now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What would you like to drink?
Hey there, I'm the district manager for Applebee's. You can go home.
Really?
Yeah, you're fired.
Oh!
Hey there, Mr. Holyfield.
Oh, you recognize me? Oh, you must be a fan of something.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
You want an autograph?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Well, what can I get you started with? Maybe an appetizer ear?
Oh, what you got? What you got?
Maybe an irresistible.
Ooh. I ain't really into Tex-Mex shrimp.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you want?
How about we go with a cheeseburger?
Ooh, a cheeseburger ear. Good choice. Well, which one do you want? Take a good hard look.
What you got? What you got? How about an impossible cheeseburger?
Impossible burger. Yeah, gotcha. I'll go put that in.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Holyfield, here's your cheeseburger ear and your complimentary fries.
All right, calm down, nigga. That's a lot of ear jokes.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Just take a bite like Mike Tyson.
Whatever. Are you going to watch me eat?
Do you mind if I take a bite? They don't really feed us here.
My burger?
Yeah, can we, like, do it close to your face, though? Like, maybe we, like, Lady in the Trumpet?
Whatever, man.
Not again!
Breaking news, MK. An Applebee's waiter has bitten off Evander Holyfield's other ear while eating dinner.
He actually did it.
What? Ew, why would you still have it in your mouth?
I don't know, I just... thought it was cool.
Okay, well, that's
like Mike Tyson.
That's disgusting. Well, you finally got it. Are you happy?
No, because it's still not the ear Mike Tyson bit off.
Well, how would anyone know?
You're right. Nobody would know. I could just say, this is the ear Mike Tyson bit off. But I don't have a certificate of ear authenticity.
Hey guys, it's Logan. We officially launched an SML gaming channel. Go subscribe right now. We're going to be uploading gaming videos every single day. So please go subscribe to the new SML gaming channel for new content every single day.
And done. Finished another one.
What are you doing, baby?
I'm making snowflakes with Jeffy.
Oh, those look so good.
Thank you.
How does yours look, Jeffy?
Mine look like dick.
What, Jeffy, you made it look like dick.
You said my snowflakes look like dick!
Marvin, that's mean!
No, he literally cut out the word dick on his! And what is this supposed to be?
Penises.
Jeffy! There's someone at the door. I'll get it.
Hello?
Knock, knock.
Hello?
What do you mean, hello? I said knock, knock. You're supposed to say who's there.
But I already see you. I know who's there.
I was doing a knock, knock joke.
But you rang the doorbell, and I already opened the door.
That's why I said knock, knock. Have you never done a knock, knock joke before?
Not at my actual door.
Just let me in. You ruined my joke.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was the cop.
Shut up. Let me tell you the joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
No bell.
No bell who?
No bell. That's why I knocked.
But we have a doorbell, and he rang it.
You keep ruining my jokes. Okay, fine. Here's another one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Haywood.
Haywood who?
Haywood, you blow me. See, he liked it.
Why are you here?
Well, it's sad boy hours, because I just found out I'm going to jail for 21 days.
But you're a cop. You can go to jail?
Yeah, surprisingly, cops can break laws, too. Yeah, I got a DUI, again, for the sixth time.
And you're going to go to jail for it?
Yeah. They plastered the video of it all over the news. So whatever you do, please don't watch the news.
Baby, turn on the news.
Aw.
Breaking news! Yuzumkei, a police officer, was arrested for a DUI and thought he was above the law. We have the shocking body cam footage here.
Shit.
Hey, mate, you been drinking tonight?
Hey, you can't pull me over, okay? I'm a cop. I pull people over, not you.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
I have only had 6 beers, but they come in a pack of 6. So basically 1, so you can't arrest me.
You're not making this easy on me, mate. You know my body cam's on.
Oh, the body cam. Where was your body cam? Is that it? Hey, body cam. Fuck you, okay? I do what I want. I'm above the law.
Mate, you know I'm going to have to place you under arrest. Go ahead and step out of the vehicle.
I'm going to run.
Please don't.
I'm going to do it. Here I go. No,
mate, you're not going anywhere. You know the cars in park.
Shit. Well,
yeah, you're under arrest.
I guess you got me.
Oh, wow. You were ugly, disgusting drunk.
Yeah, well, your snowflake looks like dick.
You said my snowflake looks like dick.
It was his snowflake, not mine.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Your joke's not funny anymore.
Aw, now we're all sad.
So why are you here telling us you're going to jail?
Well, there is a problem, because, I mean, this is a video after all. So the judge sends me to 21 days in jail, and he gave me this go-to-jail card. See, it says go to jail, go directly to jail, do not pass go, do not collect any cash. So I've been suspended without pay, and I have to report to jail tomorrow. Of course, I already told my wife I had to go to jail today. My problem is I'm going to be in jail on Christmas, and now I'm worried I might not get any presents from Santa. So I was thinking I could spend the night here and maybe go up to the North Pole and try to trick Santa into thinking Christmas is tonight so I can get my presents early.
But won't you be on the naughty list because of the DUIs?
Oh, I don't think Santa cares about some DUIs. I mean, the song says you better not pout, you better not cry, not you better not get a DUI.
But it also says be good for goodness sake, and DUIs are bad.
Well, that's why when I'm in the North Pole, I can put my name on the nice list.
You're not sad that you're not going to see your wife or daughter on Christmas?
Hell no. I suck at giving gifts anyway. I'm only good at receiving them. Like oral. Yeah, last year I gave my daughter a Blu-ray copy of the movie Sephora because she wanted Sephora, you know, like the makeup, and I got confused. So on Christmas, we all sat around watching Sephora, and we were all really disappointed, both by the movie and my mistake. And I also gave my wife some pretty bad pop.
Oh, so you have to go to the North Pole?
Well, I wanted you to come with me.
Oh, can I go?
Yeah, sure. The more the merrier. Everybody can come.
Can I come?
No! Fuck you! Come on, guys. Let's go.
Okay.
Here you go, Santa.
Huh?
I brought your milk and cookies for dinner.
Oh, thanks, Pepper. Where's my chocolate chip cookies?
Well, if it's Oreos, it's Milk's favorite cookie.
It's not my favorite. And what the hell is this? 2% reduced fat?
Well, you've been gaining a lot of weight, Santa.
I know I've been gaining some weight, and plus, you know I'm lactose intolerant.
Good one, Santa.
Pepper, you're a weird little fucker, but I like you.
Santa, it's time to check your list.
Oh, I hate checking the list.
But Santa, you gotta check it twice.
Okay. It's all there.
Santa, you gotta check it twice.
Okay.
Santa, you didn't really check it.
That better?
You didn't look.
I'm having my milk and cookies.
But Santa, the letters from the children came in for Christmas.
The deadline's already passed. They're gonna get what they get.
Can I have a cookie, Santa?
Oh, sure, Pepper. Go ahead.
Thank you. Oh, the darn thing's stuck. I hate when it gets stuck. I don't want to rip it, because then the cookies will go stale. I almost got it. Hold on. Sorry, Santa.
Come on, Pepper, hurry up.
Oh, I think I'm getting it. It's coming along.
All right, time's up, Pepper.
Aww. Wow, Santa, you're so strong.
Look, there's Santa. He's eating his milk and cookies. And look, there's the Naughty or Nice book. Now I just need somebody to distract him while I check and see if my name is on the nice list. If not, I'll add it.
How are we going to distract Santa Claus?
I got an idea.
Pepper, these cookies taste like shit. I think they're expired.
No, I just put one in my ass. You just got the wrong cookie.
Pepper, you're a weird little fucker, but I like you.
Hey, Santa, I just subscribed to Mrs. Claus's OnlyFans.
What? Let me see that. Come on, elves.
Quick, Marvin, pass me the book.
Here you go.
Let me see. Let me check Naughty first.
Oh, no, I'm right there. I'm number 4.
Wait a minute. I'm on the naughty list, too?
Marvin, we didn't come here to fix yours. You still have until Christmas to be nice. I'm going to jail. Hold on, let me just scratch this out. Okay, now I gotta put it in nice.
Okay, I'm gonna be the lookout.
Okay, I added my name to the nice list. Well, actually, I spelled my name wrong the first time because I'm dyslexic. But now all we have to do is convince Santa that tonight is Christmas so he delivers my presents.
Hey, you're messing with the naughty on nice list, Santa!
Jumper, Marvin!
What, Jumper?
Yes, get her! Marvin, why the hell are you wearing that elf suit?
I was thinking that I could dress like an elf and tell Santa that tonight's Christmas and he'll believe me.
Oh, good idea, Marvin. Wish I'd thought of that. Oh, shit, he's coming. I'll hide under the table.
Oh, I can't believe Mrs. Claus created an OnlyFans page and only charging $4 to see pictures of her hoo-ha. You can get a 4 for $4 at Wendy's for that. Probably tastes better and a little less fishy.
Ha ha ha, funny, Santa.
Where's your glasses, Pepper?
I dropped them on the ground.
Oh. Hopefully you didn't stick this one in your ass, too.
What? Not that one.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, tonight's Christmas.
What?
Yeah, like tonight's Christmas. Like tonight's the night you have to go deliver the present.
But the reindeer are not even ready. And Rudolph's getting neutered and he's got balls big as shit.
Well, I guess you gotta deliver the presents without Rudolph.
I guess so. Watch out, New York City.
Okay.
Let me get the sleigh.
Good idea, Marvin. Let's get back home.
I didn't know Santa made 9/11 jokes.
What are you doing, Santa?
Loading the gifts on the sleigh to deliver tonight.
Santa, are you feeling okay? Christmas isn't for another 2 weeks.
But you told me Christmas was tonight.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Peppermint, don't lie to me, because I'll bend you over my knee and spank you.
I wish I lied to you, Santa, but I didn't.
Well, who did?
I don't know. Let me check the security cameras. Oh, it looks like some guy broke in and wrote his name on your book.
What? Brooklyn? And he added it to the nice list. I'm going to teach him a lesson.
Oh, teach me a lesson, Santa. Bend me over and spank me like a naughty schoolboy.
Peppermint, you're a naughty fucker, but I love you.
Oh, my God, Marvin, I can't believe that actually worked.
It did?
Yeah, I put my name in the nice list, so now Santa's going to come deliver presents tonight. Hey, do you guys have any pajamas? I'm just so excited. I want to go to sleep right now so Santa comes.
Why do you need pajamas?
Well, I don't want to sleep in my cop uniform. I got to sleep in something loose because I get raging morning wood and it hurts.
Oh, I don't think I have pajamas that are your size.
What size is that? Fat?
No, I wasn't calling you fat. I just don't know if we're the same size.
What were you calling me then?
I wasn't calling you anything.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can make it up to me by spooning me.
I'm not going to spoon you.
Well, I was going to be the big spoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
Good night.
Good night. Get over here. Think you can go to bed all caked up like I ain't got a sweet tooth? Like I ain't trying to get a cavity? What you thought this was, man?
What?
Nothing, just kidding.
What are you doing?
What, you hear that? I think that's Santa Claus.
It does sound like Santa Claus.
Let's go check. Oh, Marvin, look at that. It's Santa Claus. And look at all those presents. They're all for me.
Well, actually, he thinks it's Christmas, so those presents are for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Well, most of them have got to be for me because I'm on the nice list. But you're not, so you're not getting any presents.
I forgot I'm on the naughty list.
Man, he has really taken a sweet time with those presents, huh? Well, he's got a fat dumpy, though. Oh, no, he's just scratching his ass. Hurry up! Oh, he's gone. Okay, present time. Oh, look at all these presents. Oh, this big one has to be for me.
No, it's not for you.
And what about these down here?
No, none of these are for you either.
Well, where are my presents?
Look, this one says Brooklyn guy.
Mine, back off. Oh, I can't wait to see what it is. It could be anything. I had so many things on my list. It could be an Applebee's gift card. It could be a Denny's gift card. A Chili's gift card. Or maybe it's a weighted blanket so I feel trapped yet comfortable. Oh, and I gotta check. Oh, let me see. What? Coal?
Why'd he give you coal?
I don't know. How is this possible? I put my name on the nice list.
Look behind you.
Oh, fuck you, Brooklyn!
Oh, well, now I guess I know what they mean when they say he knows if you've been bad or good. I guess he found out I put my name on the nice list. Well, I guess I'll go to jail sad now.
Well, I have a gift for you.
Yeah? What is it? Wait, what's that? What? A get-out-of-jail-free card? Marvin, this is the best Christmas gift of all. Not going to prison.
believe we were invited. There's going to be so many celebrities there. Do you think she'll like her cookie cake?
Yeah.
What's wrong, Boyne?
Well, Karen, I just don't feel like going to an A-list celebrity birthday party today.
What, Boyne? You've been so excited ever since Beyonce invited you when you got her out of a speeding ticket.
I know, but I didn't realize her birthday was on the same day Steve Irwin died.
What?
Well, yeah, Karen, today's the day Steve Irwin was tragically taken from us by that goddamn stingray. Oh, I'm so upset.
Well, Boyne, the party will distract you.
No, it won't, Karen. How am I supposed to just sit there and eat cake and play pin the ring on the single lady when I know Steve Irwin was brutally impaled by a stingray on this day? How can people party on a day like this? It's like partying on 9/11.
But Boyne, you party on 9/11.
Yeah, okay. Well, they say never forget, not never party. Partying's the best way to remember.
Well, let's party to remember Steve Irwin.
Karen, are you sick in the head? That's my whole point. We can't party today. Today's a day of mourning. Karen, did you take a bite out of Beyonce's fucking cookie cake?
I took a little nibble to make sure it wasn't stale.
Okay, that's it. We're definitely not going now.
But Boyne, you told her you would go when she invited you on Facebook.
I said maybe because I wanted to be mysterious.
Oh, but Boyne, look, she hearted it.
Karen, there's going to be so many other celebrities there, she's not even going to know we're not there.
You're going to break her heart, Boyne.
Look, I'm just going to message Beyonce on Facebook and tell her I can't make it. Happy birthday, Beyonce. Sorry I can't make it to your party. There. And now she's calling me.
Boyne, answer it.
Hello, Beyonce. Happy birthday, Beyonce. What do you want, Beyonce?
Brooklyn guy, please tell me the message you sent me was a joke. You're still coming to my birthday party, right?
No, Beyonce, it's not a joke. I just can't make it to your birthday party. I really wanted to, but I can't. Maybe next year? Actually, probably not. Maybe not any year, unless it's on a different day.
So you have a problem with the day I was born?
Well, yeah, it's just a bad day. It's not you, it's the day. Actually, the whole month of September's bad. Like, 9/11 happened in September, and Hurricane Katrina, and, like, the Nazis invaded Poland and started World War II in September, I think. And Queen Elizabeth II died. You know, yeah, there's a reason Green Day wanted to sleep through this month.
I don't give a stabbing stingray fuck that you don't like the month of September. You better show up to my birthday.
Okay, now that is not a common expression. That's it. I'm not coming to your birthday. Bye.
Wait, Boyne, we're not gonna go?
Did you hear her, Karen? She took a jab at Steve. That really stung. Fuck! Fuck! Now I'm doing it! Fuck! Damn it. On the day of Steve's death, I'm so sorry, Steve! Alright, I'm just gonna go to work to get my mind off this.
Well, Boyne, can I still go?
No, Karen, she's not even gonna care. Just stay here and eat the carrot. Fucking carrot cake. Cookie cake! Karen, eat it! You already started my carrot cake.
Hey, Danny, guess what? Did you know that this TV show came out on the exact day, month, and year that I was born?
That's really cool.
Tis. Can we watch it?
We can watch it when we're done watching the news.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
No.
Oh, I'll just be here if you need me.
Well, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be at Beyonce's birthday party.
Yeah, I was, and I decided not to go.
Why'd you decide not to go? There's so many celebrities there. You gotta go.
Well, today's just a really sad day.
Why is today sad?
Oh, hey, you know, the show actually came out on my birthday. I mean, not the actual year, but the same day.
Yeah, Jeffy was telling us. Why is today sad?
Marvin, are you kidding me? Don't you know what day it is?
Hump day?
Fuck. Oh, Marvin, that is so unbelievably not funny.
Oh, it's Wednesday!
Thank you for the update.
Why is today sad? We don't know why.
Okay, we're gonna do charades. I'll explain. This is the first word.
Oh, you're working at a pizzeria and you're tossing the dough and making pizzas because it's very busy.
Marvin, I stopped because everything you said was wrong.
Oh, there's a fly in your face and you're trying to swat it away.
No.
Ooh, you're a DJ and you're at a rave and, man, you're pumping up the jam.
No.
You're pumping.
You smell something really bad?
Mm-mm.
Ooh, you walked into a spider web and you're getting it off your face.
No.
Oh, you're in a sauna and it's really hot, so you're trying to breathe.
Oh, you're running from a zombie and you're looking back at it running after you and you're scared.
No, goddammit, Marvin, I'm swimming, okay? The first word is I'm swimming, okay?
Okay, swimming.
Okay, here's the second one.
You died?
How did I die?
You drowned.
Oh, someone shot you with a harpoon because they thought you were a shark.
That's close.
Ooh, you swam 30 minutes after eating.
How is that close to being shot with a harpoon, Marvin?
I don't... You swallowed too much water, you have a tummy ache. You had a heart attack from swimming too much.
I'm fucking Steve Irwin, Marvin, that's what I'm doing. I'm fucking Steve Irwin.
Okay, that does not look like you're banging Steve Irwin.
No, I don't mean I'm literally... Marvin, it's charades. I am Steve Irwin.
Okay, let's play a different one because I didn't really get
No, no, we're not playing charades. I'm telling you why I'm sad today. Today is the day Steve Irwin died. Well, not actually today. It was like 18 years ago, but it's the same day.
That was today?
Yes, it's today.
Oh, well, that's sad.
Yes, it's very sad, Marvin. That's what I'm saying. Today is a tragic day.
Yeah, I mean, it was a long time ago, so, I mean, it's kind of like
move on a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was a long time ago. Yeah, you're right, Marvin. I guess Pearl Harbor wasn't a big deal, because it was a long time ago. Oh, and the Holocaust? What's that? That was a long time ago. I don't care about that. And slavery? That's just the cat's pajamas, Marvin. That's what you think, right? Because it was a long time ago?
No, I'm just saying it was so long ago, and I didn't know him, so I mean...
Oh, you didn't know him, so you lack empathy, huh? You're a psychopath? That's what you're telling me, Marvin?
No, it was sad when it happened. It's still sad, but people just don't really think about it that often. I didn't know today was that day. If I don't have it on my calendar, he died today.
Oh, how quickly we forget.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! Beyonce's birthday party was ruined because one of the guests she invited didn't show up, and that made her cry. We have an important message from the president now.
Breaking news, America. Some broke-ass, ginger-headed, fuck-ass bitch ruined Beyonce's birthday party and made her cry. America's most hated person now ruined one of the happiest days in September. If you see his face, punch him and call him names. Thank you.
Oh, man, she told the president?
Oh, you made Beyonce cry!
Well, I didn't mean to make her cry. I just didn't want to celebrate on such a sad day. Ow! Fuck! Marvin!
Oh, Jeffy, don't hit him.
It's okay. He was just doing what the president told him.
Oh, well, I mean... You made Beyonce cry, and now people are going to want to punch you.
Well, look, if anybody tries to punch me, I will just explain why I didn't go to the party.
Did you explain to her why you didn't go?
Well, I didn't really get a chance. She made a very hurtful joke about Steve Irwin. At least, I think it was a joke. It was Stingray-related. It was either a joke or she just has very weird sayings. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go get a beer out of your fridge. Ow!
Jeffy? Oh, I mean, the president told him. I guess you can do it.
The last beer. This is for you, Steve. Well, while I'm here, I might as well see if they have any snacks in the pantry.
Uh-oh! What do you think you're doing going in my pantry?
Oh, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, I'm just looking for some snacks.
Oh, no. You don't deserve no snacks. You made Beyonce cry! You don't make the Queen Bee cry!
Oh, come on. I just didn't want to go to her party.
Nah, this is for the beehive! Ah! 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 I don't want a hive, bitch! Hey,
Well, what happened to you?
I just got my ass kicked for making Beyonce cry.
Well, you know that was going to happen. I mean, the president announced to the world that people need to punch you in the face.
Yeah, I know. Ow! God damn it, Marvin!
I'm just doing what the president told me to do.
I know. Okay, I guess I'm just going to have to go to the party.
You're actually going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to go get my wife.
He's going to get beat up by everyone.
Oh my God, Pointy, what happened to you?
I got beat up for making Beyonce cry.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Ow!
Sorry, Boyne. President's orders.
I know, it's okay. Listen, I think I decided to go to Beyonce's birthday party.
What? We're gonna go?
Yeah, but I need you to put some makeup on my face so I don't look so beat up.
Okay, Boyne, can I also bring the cookie cake?
Well, you ate goddamn half of it.
I was hungry, Boyne, because you said we weren't going.
Fuck it. Okay, bring it. Ugh, kill me.
Boyne, are you sure this is Beyonce's birthday party?
There are balloons, Karen. It's definitely her house.
Hey, are you here for Beyonce's birthday party?
Yeah.
Okay, let me check the guest list. Let's see, Drake, Steve Harvey.
Right there, Brooklyn guy, plus one.
Hey, you're the guy who made her cry.
Yeah, that would be me.
You got a lot of nerve showing up here, bud. No one here likes you, everyone hates you.
I know.
Well, we brought a cookie cake.
A half-eaten cookie cake.
You know what, let me go ask her if she even wants you here. Stay put.
Karen, I want to leave.
No, Pointy, you gotta make it right.
But he said everyone in there hates me.
All right, so Beyonce's in her room crying, so I didn't have a chance to ask her. So why don't you come inside, grab a snack, and sit by the pool and wait. And when she's done crying, she'll come out and talk to you.
Okay.
You're the reason she's crying.
I know.
Pointy, where should I put the cookie cake?
Probably next to her real cake, Karen. You know, I really thought Beyonce would have had a bigger cake.
Oh my God, Pointy, there's Drake standing over there.
Ooh, Drake, who gives a shit?
Oh, I think he's coming over.
Brooklyn guy, you're a dummy head. Poopy pants, stinky butt head. I hate you for making Beyonce cry on her birthday. I hope you step on a crack and break your mama's back. Excuse me, I'm going to talk to a minor.
Why would he admit that?
Oh my God, Pointy, Drake just talked to you. Do you think he'll take a picture with me?
Are you under 18?
No.
Well, then probably not. I'm going to grab a red Solo cup and stand by the pool.
Pointy, do you think anyone would mind if I had some more of the cookie cake?
Karen, I don't think anybody wants any of your shitty cookie cake. Ugh, lame-ass party. Oh, hey, Beyonce. I made it to your birthday.
What do you want, Brooklyn guy? You already ruined my birthday and made me cry all day.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. Listen, I just really want to explain why I didn't want to come earlier. You see, your birthday's also the same day Steve Irwin died, and I just can't celebrate on a day this sad.
Wait, You think I don't know about Steve Irwin dying on the same day as my birthday? I carry this framed picture of Steve everywhere I go because I love him so much. I don't celebrate my birthday on this day. I celebrate the life of Steve Irwin.
Oh my God, Beyonce, you do understand. Let's fucking party! Steve, 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 Steve!
Marvin, I got you chicken noodle soup, your favorite.
G is for gay.
What?
I'm reading my gay BC so I can be woke, and G is for gay.
Marvin, come eat your soup.
What, you idiot with a fork?
They didn't give me a spoon.
Well, go back and get a spoon.
I'm not going to get a spoon. Just eat it quickly, look.
L is for lesbian.
Jeffy, read it quietly.
And K is for Kiki. I guess they like cats.
Marvin, come get your soup.
Okay, I guess I'll try to eat it.
R is for rug muncher.
It's too hot. You can blow on it.
Okay.
And T is for trains. They just spelled it wrong. They spelled it T-R-A-N-S.
Jeffy, I said read quietly.
Come on, Marvin. It'll make you feel better.
Look, can you start with the crackers, please? My stomach hurts.
Fine.
Daddy, for X, they only put the letter X. They didn't put X-ray because if they took an X-ray, it would show what gender they are. And they're not ready for that conversation yet.
Marvin, I can't open up the crackers!
Okay, listen. No, put the crackers down. I'll just eat the chicken noodle soup.
Oh, chicken noodle soup, dick. Filled with chicken and noodles and shit.
Okay, everyone's yelling. I have a headache. I'm gonna call a doctor. I can't deal with this.
Mommy, there is a kid that has the gay BCs on their bookshelf, and their parent says, "Hey, go read your gay BCs." And the kid says, "Yes, they them."
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor. I'm so sick.
Ew. Let's just shove that in there. That's better. Ooh, chicken noodle soup. Have you eaten any of that yet?
Here, you want some?
Yes. Wait, why are you eating it with a fork, dumbass?
Because we don't have a spoon.
Dumbass.
Well, someone said you look like an owl.
Who? No, who? Fucking who, bitch?
You're an angry owl.
What are you talking about? Oh, fuck you guys. Oh, I get it. You told me I look like an owl just so I'd ask you, thus confirming that I'm an owl. But I'm not an owl, okay? I'm a doctor. I don't have big eyes. I don't have wings. I can't rotate my head 180 degrees.
But someone said you look like an owl.
Who? Oh, fuck off.
What do you guys think O stands for in the gay BCs? It stands for, oh my God, I love penis.
Okay, well, I'm not an owl, alright? Alright, you guys thought it would be so funny just to call a doctor over here just to say I'm an owl. Well, I'm not an owl, so fuck you guys. I'm not helping you.
Oh.
B is for butt stuff. And P is for prolapsed anus from the butt stuff.
Baby, take the book away from him.
But how am I gonna be woke? No one's gonna know that I identify as a lawn chair yet.
Take the book away from him.
Oh, Barney, you're home early from work.
Yeah.
Why do you have your mad eyes on, Boiny?
Oh, because somebody at the hospital said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that, Boiny? That's not very nice.
No, Karen. What I'm saying is somebody said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that? I don't understand. Have they even seen me? Do they even know what I look like, Boiny? I don't look like an owl.
No, Karen, follow me on this, okay? I know a person. I know their name, okay? And I would tell you if you asked that they said that you look like an owl.
But, Boiny, what's their name? You tell me, because you know what? I'll search them up on Facebook, and maybe they look like an owl, and they're saying I look like an owl because they're projecting, Boiny. I'll poke them on Facebook, Boiny. I will.
You're supposed to say who. I say somebody said you look like an owl, and then you say who, and I say, ha-ha, you're an owl.
Ah! Boiny! That would have been funny if I said who, because you said I look like an owl, and then I would say who like I am an owl, and it would be like I was an owl, Boiny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. What a hoot.
Yeah, that is the joke, but you didn't say it.
Boiny, we should go to Hooters. Oh, we can get wings and look at boobies.
Well, I think they went out of business.
Who?
Oh. Okay, fuck this. I'm going to my cop job. Hey, sir, I'm clocking in.
What, Officer Guy? You're not supposed to work today.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to. I need the extra hours.
Okay, well, I guess I can put you on traffic duty today.
All right, thanks. Hey, by the way, someone in the office said you look like an owl.
Who?
You're an owl.
What? Oh, that's the goddamn funniest thing I ever heard. You said somebody said I look like an owl, and I said who, and that's the noise owls make. So fucking funny. And you thought of that all on your own?
Yeah, I sure did. That is a Brooklyn Guy original.
You know what? I'm giving you a raise.
What, really?
Yeah, we need more funny cops around here. People around here are just too damn serious.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Chief.
Oh, hey, Officer Simmons. Somebody said you look like an owl.
Well, why would they say that? That's hurtful.
No, Simmons, you're supposed to say who, damn it! You're demoted! You're on parking tickets from now on!
Oh.
Huh, I can't believe I got a promotion for making that stupid joke. Maybe I am a comedian. Whoa, that guy's driving like an owl. I better pull him over. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, hi, officer. I'm Charlie.
Where is that laughing coming from?
It's the audience.
Oh, okay. Well, I noticed you were swerving quite a bit. Have you had anything to drink?
Plenty.
Oh, well, how much?
A whole pack.
Oh, Capri Sun. I guess that's fine. But you were speeding, too.
Oh, what? I didn't have on my blinkers?
Oh, that's pretty good because you're blinking.
Yeah. Well, and I have been getting road head. I'm sorry, officer. I am a freak.
Oh, that looks like a severed head.
The body's in the trunk.
Okay, well, I don't really understand that part of the joke, but hey, somebody at dispatch said you look like an owl.
Who?
You're an owl.
You're funny. Did you write that?
Oh, yeah, that's me. That's all me.
Oh, man, you could be a comedian. We need writers here. Well, do you want to be a writer for me?
What, me? A writer for Charlie? I'd love to.
We need original content.
Oh, I'm full of original content. Everything I say is original.
It sounds like it. Look, come meet us tonight. We need new content for an episode.
Okay.
Oh, thank God he didn't check the trunk. I have a whole body in there. I'm a murderer.
Oh, Blimey, you dressed all fancy. What, you got a hot date tonight?
Yeah, with a girl owl who said you also look like an owl.
Oh, Blimey, you want me to say who again, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Very good, Karen, you got it.
Yay, Blimey.
Well, no, actually, the reason I'm dressed up is, you know that guy Charlie from Charlie and Friends?
Yeah.
Well, he thought my owl joke was so funny, he wants me to write for his show.
Oh, really, Blimey? That's so exciting. What other jokes do you know?
Oh, so many. I'm just full of jokes.
Tell me one.
Well, no, I'm not going to tell them to you because you might steal them. And people who steal jokes, that's fucked up. You shouldn't steal jokes. That's wrong.
Oh, Blimey, I have a joke that you could tell everyone tonight. You want to hear it?
Okay.
What do you do if you get swallowed by an elephant?
What?
You run around till you're pooped out.
I don't get it.
Like, you run around till you're pooped out tired, or you run around until he poops you out?
What does that have to do with an elephant?
Nothing, Boyney.
Okay, it could have been any large animal. That joke is stupid. I'm not saying that.
Well, fine, Boyney, then don't.
Okay, I won't, because I have plenty of other jokes. And you know what? Somebody told me that you make bad jokes and you look like an owl.
Well, that's really hurtful, Boyney. I don't appreciate being talked about that way. That's not nice.
Damn it, Karen, you still don't get it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the joke writing room for the new episode of Charlie and Friends that's going to be airing tonight. And who the fuck are you?
Oh, I'm new. Charlie said he liked my joke.
Oh, yeah? Let me hear it.
Oh, well, somebody here said you look like an owl.
Who the fuck said I look like an owl? Was it you, Steven?
No, sir.
Was it you, Susan?
No.
Who the fuck said I look like an owl?
Well, you said who, so you're an owl.
Goddamn shit I've ever heard. What's your name?
Brooklyn.
Well, we're gonna get you a name tag that says Funny Motherfucker, because that's your new name now. You can stay. All right, Steven, give me a joke.
Okay, your mom is so poor.
No, she's not.
Okay, his mom is so poor. I saw her wearing one shoe, so I said, what happened to your other shoe? Did you lose it? And she said, no, I found this one.
You're fired. Susan, give me a joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cargo.
Cargo who?
Actually, owls go who, not cars.
That's funny as shit! This is a funny motherfucker! You two need to learn to be more like him!
Can I finish my joke?
I don't even remember the beginning part of it, so it's fucking stupid.
Cargo beep beep.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Alright, funny man, give me another one.
Oh, okay, well, somebody said you look like an owl.
I've already heard that one. Give me another one.
Oh, a different one.
Yes.
I got those. Somebody said you look like a parakeet.
Who?
Oh, I said a parakeet, not an owl.
It's even funnier the third fucking time, Steven! Right? Alright, Steven, give me another joke.
I thought I was fired.
Okay, fine, stay fired.
No, please, I have another joke. I have another joke.
Okay, and it better be funny, because if it's not, thumbtacks are gonna go in your ass. Five of them.
Yes, sir.
Alright, go.
His mom is so fat, she took a bite of her phone because it was made by Apple.
Go. Go to my office, get five thumbtacks, and start shoving them up your ass. And I'm gonna know if it's five or not, because I'm gonna have you shoot them out into my hand. Everyone get a good look at Steven's ass. That's the last time you're gonna see it without thumbtacks in it. All right, Susan, another joke, please?
Okay, why couldn't the skeleton watch the scary movie?
Why couldn't the skeleton watch the scary movie?
He didn't have the guts.
Ha, 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 ha! almost as funny as your joke. Go ahead and tell me another one.
Oh, another one. Okay, well, what do owls say when they get hurt?
Ouch?
No, they say owl.
That's fucking stupid. Okay. All right, that's enough poultry jokes, okay? Give me another one that has nothing to do with owls.
Oh, a different one. Okay, well, can I use the bathroom real quick?
Sure, but when you come back, you better tell me a joke so funny I laugh the shit out of my ass!
Okay, yes, sir.
All right, Susan, give me another joke.
Why did the wheel on the car stop spinning?
Why?
Because it was tired.
All right, you can write that one down. We'll keep that one.
Please answer.
Hello?
Marvin, put your wife on the phone.
Wait, why?
Just do it!
Baby, it's the doctor. He wants to talk to you.
Hello?
Hey, you remember that owl joke you told me?
Yeah!
Yeah, it was really good, and I need another joke that's not about owls.
Oh, what's green and has wheels?
What?
Grass. I lied about the wheels!
No, I don't think he's gonna like that. I think he's gonna put thumbtacks in my ass.
What?
Give me another joke.
Oh, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Oh, I've already heard this.
No!
I didn't even say who.
Okay, I got one. What's brown and sticky?
I don't know shit.
No, a stick.
I could maybe use that one. Give me another one.
Why did Susie fall off the swing?
Why?
Because she doesn't have arms. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Susie.
Oh, I see, because she didn't have arms.
Moo, it's the cow.
God damn it. Okay, I think I can maybe use those. Thanks. Oh, I'm so fucked.
Steven, you're walking like there's only four in there. There better be five, because I'm going to check.
There's five.
All right, good.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey, everyone, look, Funny Fuckhead's back. Come on, tell me a funny joke, Funny Fucker. I'm hungry. I want Yummy the Funny Time. Oh.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Susie.
What?
Because she doesn't have any arms.
How the fuck was she knocking? Was she hitting her head on the door?
Moo.
What?
That's a cow.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Hold on. Can I please start over? I messed up.
Please do.
What's brown and sticky?
What?
Grass. I lied about the brown and sticky.
Are you okay? Did you do shrooms in the fucking bathroom?
No, I got it, okay? What happens when you get eaten by an elephant?
What?
He poops you out, I think.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What happened to you being a funny fuckhead? Come on, be funny!
Okay.
Be funny, buddy!
Funny!
Come on!
Tell jokes!
Be funny!
Are you so funny?
You're not funny!
Okay, I stole the owl joke, okay?
You stole the owl joke?
Yes, I stole it.
You're fucking fired! Steven, let me see those thumbtacks. Go ahead and shit them out in my hand. There's an asshole that's more deserving of it, just when I didn't think it was possible. Hold on, let me get them. Oh, you put him the sharp side in first? Oh, it's crazy, Steven. Good work. All right, I only have four. I only have four, Steven, god damn it!
Ow.
Boiny, what's wrong?
I got thumbtacks shoved up my ass for lying.
What'd you lie about?
Well, you know that owl joke I told you earlier? I stole it.
Boiny, you stole a joke? That's horrible.
Well, your stupid elephant joke didn't really work either.
Well, how did you say it, Boiny?
Well, you know, I said what happens when you get eaten by an elephant. You get pooped out.
Boiny, you said it wrong. It's you run around until you pooped out.
Yeah, well, I don't think that extra little sentence would have stopped the thumbtacks.
I don't know, Boiny. I mailed the joke in. We should see if they use it.
They're not going to use it.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm Charlie. And today, I'm going to be saying jokes sent in by fans. So what do you do if you were eaten by an elephant? You run around until you get pooped out. That is funny. That is freaking funny. Oh, man, whoever said that, oh, that is... That's hilarious. Pooped out.
Boiny, they used my joke. That's so funny. Tell me I'm funny, Boiny.
I'm going to go tell that joke to my boss so I get another raise. Hey, sir.
Hey there, funny man.
Hey, I got another joke for you. What happens when you get eaten by an elephant?
Guy, I just saw that joke on Charlie and Friends. You're under arrest for theft, and you're losing your raise.
Man, I get arrested and I have thumbtacks in my ass.
Doing a canned food drive, which means we're going to be donating cans of food to the less fortunate. That means you, Joseph.
Heck yeah, dude. That means I finally get to eat. No more cockroaches.
Uh-huh. So if you have any cans of food at your house that your parents are willing to donate, then bring them in. And if you bring in a lot of cans of food, you could get a toy from the toy box.
A toy box? Is that a Thomas the Tank Engine?
No way, dude. Is that Buzz Lightyear?
I want the pony.
No, the
pony's mine!
Is that a DVD box set of Brandy and Mr. Whiskers and tech decks? Oh, I want the whole box!
Wait, you're telling me that if I get rid of my green beans, I get toys?
That is the tits.
So bring in as many cans tomorrow as you can. It can be any food. It could be green beans, it could be SpaghettiOs, whatever you want, as long as it's not open. Hey! Cody! Why'd you steal a toy from the toy box?
What are you talking about? I didn't steal a toy.
Right here, Cody. This is a toy.
Oh, I see. This is a common misconception. No, that's not a toy. That's actually my boyfriend.
Cody, this is a toy, and the only place that you would have gotten it is from the toy box.
What? No, that's not true. Guys, tell him that's my boyfriend.
No, he definitely stole that shit. He got it out of the box and all. He got sticky fingers.
Yeah, I saw him take it.
What the fuck, guys?
Cody, if you want this toy from the toy box, then you have to bring in 10 cans of food tomorrow.
What? 10 cans of food, Drive? When am I gonna get 10 cans of food?
You don't have 10 cans of food in your kitchen?
Well, I think we have some SpaghettiOs, but I don't know if we have 10 cans.
Well, I know Chef Phoebe has a bunch of cans, and I'm gonna get that Thomas and the Brandy and Mr. Whiskers and the Tech Decks.
Bro, can you lend me a couple cans? I really want that Buzz Lightyear, and you know a nigga that gotta eat, you feel me?
Yeah, I'm gonna get as many cans as I can from Chef Phoebe's pantry.
What, now, Junior, you should give those cans to me, because you're the reason I lost 10.
Okay, look, if we have enough cans, we'll get Ken, but we're gonna get my toys first. Come on, guys.
Fried chicken in a pan, fried chicken cause I can. Fry, 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 da, 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 da. Fried chicken in a bitch, scrap my ass whenever I itch. Fry, 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 da, 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 da.
Friday ho, Friday ho, Friday ho, Friday ho.
Is he saying Friday ho?
I think he's saying fry that ho.
Oh, okay. That's supposed to be like the pearly gates, like there's so many cans, like what we saw is heaven.
Mm-hmm, yeah, no, I know.
Because we need cans.
Yeah, I get it.
Look at all these cans, Cody!
That's a lot of cans, Jim.
I think that's enough cans to get all the toys I'm wanting, because I get the Thomas, and I get the Brandy and Mr. Whiskers.
Well, we also have enough cans to get Ken.
I'm not going to waste 10 cans to get Ken. It's going to take 10 cans, and that Thomas is easily a 20-can toy. And Brandy and Mr. Whiskers is 10 cans, and then probably the Tech Decks are 5 cans each, so I'm not going to waste 10 cans on your stupid Ken doll.
Well, Junior, you already have so many Thomases, you don't need another one.
Well, you've already had so much Ken, you don't need him anymore.
There's only one Ken.
And you've had a lot of use with him.
And it's your fault he was taken from me, so you owe me these cans.
Well, you need to go to your own house and get your own cans, because these cans, I need all these cans for my toys.
But you have at least 10 cans right here. Let me just have those and you can have the rest.
Stop pocket watching my cans.
Give me the can.
Julia, what the hell are you doing in my pantry?
Technically, it's not your pantry, it's my dad's pantry.
Technically, it is my pantry, since I cleaned up this whole damn house while your dad sits on his ass and watch TV.
Okay.
What are you doing in my pantry?
So the school's having a canned food drive.
Canned food drive.
Wait, Ken knows how to drive?
Oh, yeah. He's got a CDL. He drives a big rig right into my ass.
Jesus.
Anyway, the school's having a canned food drive.
Canned food drive.
And I was going to donate all our cans of food to the school.
No, the hell you're not. You're not donating cans to no dirty hand, grubby ass, disgusting brat.
I'm sorry, Joseph.
Listen, if we donate 20 cans of food, I'll get a bunch of toys.
20 cans? That's 20 meals, 20 full ass bellies. No, the hell you're not, Junior. You have toys upstairs. You don't need to donate cans.
But this is a brand new Thomas in the box and a DVD box set of Brandy and Mr. Whiskers.
Don't give a damn about no damn whiskers. Get out of my damn pantry.
He's clearly never seen the show.
Get out of the pantry, Junior.
Okay.
God.
Oh, man, guys, I really wanted those cans.
Yeah, and I really wanted my boyfriend back.
Wow, Cody, you're so selfish and self-centered. All you do is think about yourself.
Yeah, dude, you're not starving and hungry like me, and Chef Phoebe didn't roast your ass.
All I'm trying to do is donate food for my buddy Joseph.
No, you just want to donate cans because you want, like, 5 toys.
What? No, I would donate that food even if I wasn't getting toys.
Okay, that's a fucking lie because you've never donated anything in your life.
I'm flabbergasted at that sentence, Cody. I've donated so much stuff in my life. I'm Donor Man. People used to call me that.
Donor Man?
Yeah, right, Joseph? People call me that?
Yeah, I heard somebody call him Donor Man before.
Okay, Donor Man, what have you donated?
What is that? I use public bathrooms.
What? How is that donating?
Well, see, instead of peeing in the toilet, I pee all over the toilet seat, and I give a janitor a job. I'm like Donald Trump. I create jobs.
What? You donate piss to a public toilet?
Yeah, because if I use the toilet normally, he would have nothing to clean. But I purposely piss all over the toilet seat and the ground so he has something to clean up.
Well, that sounds like you're just making a janitor hate his life.
No, he doesn't hate his life. He loves it. He loves cleaning things. That's why he's a janitor.
No, I don't think he's a janitor because he loves cleaning. I think he just wants money.
What? No, he walked in that bathroom. If he sees a clean bathroom, he's like, what's the point of me? He'd get fired if the bathroom wasn't dirty. But I make the bathroom dirty on purpose so he has something to clean up. So I'm donating piss on the ground so he gets paid more.
I don't think he gets excited when he sees a pissy, shitty toilet seat.
He does get excited because he gets paid more.
He doesn't get paid per piss and shit on a toilet seat.
Well, then he needs to discuss his stats with his boss.
His stats? This isn't math.
Aladdin Jr. He's just a janitor.
Well, listen, Cody. A janitor likes to clean. That's why he became a janitor. And I donate my piss and shit on the ground so that he can clean it up.
Yeah, on the ground. How fucking generous. I'm sure he loves that.
Oh, he walks in the bathroom. He goes, let's fucking go.
He definitely doesn't say, let's fucking go.
Yes, he does. He says, put me in, coach.
Yeah.
I'm trying to clean that shit.
Yeah, he has headphones in and he's like, hell yeah, hype music. He's like, I'm ready to do this.
Hype music? What kind of music do you listen to when you clean a shitty floor in a bathroom?
Eye of the Tiger.
Maybe Kodak Black.
Yeah, or the Rocky song.
Well, guys, we're getting off topic. We just need these cans so I can get Ken back.
Okay, well, I would give you cans, but Chef Pee Pee won't let me grab the cans. And I wish we could just break into the pantry.
Break in? It doesn't even have a lock on it. It's your pantry. You could just wait for Chef Pee Pee to fall asleep and then go in and take the cans.
You know Chef Pee Pee doesn't sleep at night. He stays up watching telenovelas.
Yeah,
oh, dude, I love that. Yeah, they always end in to be continued.
Yeah, so Chef Pee Pee's watching those shows. He'll see us if we try to go in the pantry.
Yeah, so what do we do?
We could try to distract him right now. And someone, one of us tries to get him out of the kitchen, and then we can grab the cans. I got an idea. Follow me. Okay, guys, here's my plan. I'm going to throw this glass bottle at the ground, and when it shatters, Chef Pee Pee's going to hear it. He's going to come running. Joseph, I want you to lay in the glass, and when Chef Pee Pee shows up, he's going to, what happened? I'm going to say, Joseph got hit in the head with a glass bottle. You have to do CPR. So while Chef Pee Pee's doing CPR on Joseph, Cody, I need you to go in the pantry and grab all the food.
Okay, but I want Chef Pee Pee to do CPR on me, so can I lay in the glass, and then Joseph goes and gets the cans?
It doesn't matter who gets the cans. If you want to lay in the glass, you can.
Okay, but also, when he comes up, tell him there was a rattlesnake in the vase when you threw it, and it bit me on the wiener in the asshole, and he's going to need to suck the venom out of there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, and also tell him that the rattlesnake bit my belly, like a whole bunch of little bites all over my belly, so he's going to have to, like, suck on that all the way down and then suck the venom out of the wiener in the asshole. Tell him that.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Yeah, make sure you tell him. But especially make sure you tell him to suck the venom out of the wiener in the asshole. Because, like, tell him that's where most of the bites were, was on the wiener in the asshole, and there was a lot of little bites on the belly, so he mostly just gets it out of the wiener in the asshole.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, make sure you do that, please.
I will tell him that.
Don't forget. And if you remember one, I'd prefer the asshole.
Okay.
Make sure you at least say the asshole part.
Okay.
Please remember that.
I will remember it.
Okay, please do.
I think I will. Okay, here, I'm about to throw it. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Julian, what the hell was that about? You know not to throw shit in this house. You could have wrote that.
I really should have checked to see where Chef Pee Pee was before we threw it.
Yeah, you should have. Now he's not going to suck my ass.
What? Suck what?
Listen, Chef Pee Pee, I was trying to shatter the bottle. I wanted to make a big mess. I wanted to get in trouble.
No, you're not supposed to break shit in this house. I'm going to tell your dad.
I do think you should go all the way upstairs and tell my dad.
What, you want to ask him?
Yes, I do. I think you should go tell my dad what I was trying to do, and you should go through the whole alphabet, A through Z, each letter, think of a word that how you describe me, like A as asshole, B as a brat.
You know what? That is a good idea, Julia. That is the smartest thing you ever said. You know what? I can be very clever with my words. Braxton!
He's upstairs, Chef Pee Pee, not this way.
Braxton!
All right, guys, let's go grab the cans of food.
Okay.
All right, guys, grab as many cans as you can. Hold the bag, Cody.
You know, Junior, I really like that plan, Junior. I really wish that plan would have worked out, Junior. I really especially like the part that you came up with where the snake bit my wiener and my asshole.
Dude, nobody's licking your ass. Shut up.
I didn't say lick. I said suck.
Just keep grabbing cans.
Snake bite, you fucking dumbass.
Keep grabbing cans.
Yeah, I really wish it would have worked, Junior.
Freaking ass boy.
I really wish you would have... suck my wiener and asshole, dude.
All right. We got the cans, bro.
Guys, run this way with the cans.
Where you think you're going with my cans, little bitch?
We're leaving here with these cans.
Oh, no, the hell you not. Not on my dead body.
We're leaving with these cans. We're taking them to the school.
Oh, no, you're going to be a dead man if you leave with my cans.
A snake bit my wiener and asshole. And I need you to suck the venom out.
Cody, stop. No one's doing that.
I'm getting something out of this, goddammit.
Listen, we are going to leave with these cans, and I'm going to get those toys.
No, you're going to be 6 feet under after this.
Where did they go?
It was part of my plan. While I was distracting you in your face, they ran out the front door.
Actually, we're right here, Junior. I just had to tie my shoe. Joseph helped me.
You ain't leaving nowhere.
Ow! Ah!
All right, teacher, we brought a bunch of cans.
All right, you want a toy from the toy box?
Yes, we do.
Hold on, let me grab Ken first. Teacher, where is that thing you took from me earlier?
Oh, the Barbie doll? Some kid took it after he turned in all these cans of green beans.
What?
Hey, Mr. Barbie doll man. Ready to go with my poop bike?
Jeffy, that's what I wanted to do.
Oh, Marvin, I'm so excited for our trip.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to be on a plane for 2 hours where you're trapped in a metal tube up in the air, 30,000 feet, can't get off if you want to.
Marvin, what's wrong?
You know I'm afraid of flying. Why can't we just drive to Missouri?
Marvin, that's a 14-hour drive. We can't be in the car that long with Jeffy. You know how he gets. He likes to pull it out.
Yep. If I'm in your car too long, I have to pull out my wee-wee and twirl it around at traffic.
You don't have to do that, Jeffy.
It has to breathe!
See, that's why we have to fly with him.
Okay, well, what if he has to breathe on the airplane?
He promised he won't do that.
Are you going to pull your dick out of the airplane? Murder. See, I just don't think it's worth it. Listen, why do we have to go to fucking Missouri anyway?
We have to see the world's largest pencil.
I want you to put it in my nose.
Okay, well, if it's the world's largest pencil, it's not going to fit in your nose. I'm just so afraid of flying after all the plane crashes recently.
Marvin, it's the safest way to travel, and besides, that didn't happen for like 15 years until now.
Yeah, the planes were really safe until recently. You're right, I don't think anything will happen.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, UK! A Delta Airlines plane has landed upside down in Toronto, injuring multiple people on board.
All right, the car's all gassed up and ready for that 14-hour drive to Missouri. Jeffy, grab your bags.
Marvin, no, we're getting on the plane.
But no, we're not. That plane landed upside down.
But everyone survived.
It landed upside down, not on its wheels, upside down. What'd that plane think it was, a pineapple upside down cake?
Marvin, that's a terrible joke. It'll be fine. Not everything on the TV's real.
That's the news. It is real.
No, Marvin, that's all Hollywood.
That's the news! It's not Hollywood! It actually happened! A plane landed upside down! We're not getting on that plane! We're gonna drive!
Marvin, calm down. Don't you have a pilot friend you can talk to that'll make you feel better about flying?
I do have a pilot friend. Let me see if he's not busy.
Hey there, somebody call a pilot?
Yeah, buddy, I need your help.
Okay, but make it quick. I got a flight to Missouri.
We have a flight to Missouri!
Oh, hell yeah, I love flying, my friends! Wait, why are you guys here and not at the airport?
Because Marvin's scared to get on a plane.
Yeah, I am.
Well, I don't really blame you. I mean, I'm scared as hell flying planes, too.
What? Don't tell him that! You're supposed to make him feel better!
I am making him feel better. I'm just saying that I feel just as scared as he does. Between me and you, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing up there. It's all autopilot, and if that goes off, it's just... Pretty much the only people who can land a plane without autopilot are like Sully Sullenberger, landed on rivers and shit. God, he's so fucking cool. And that name, Sully Sullenberger, that's like if my name was Brooklyn Brookie Burger.
Yeah, well, I'm just worried because all the plane crashes recently.
Yeah, there have been a lot, but that's just people making dumb mistakes.
What about the plane that just landed upside down?
Oh, that was actually me. I'm really proud of that.
But that was you?
Oh, yeah. See, I was flying in, and air traffic control said, "You're flying that plane like a pussy. I bet you $5 you can't land that plane upside down." And I said, "Okay, bet." I inverted that shit, landed smooth as fuck. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh, well, I mean, a lot of people got hurt.
Yeah, well, it's their fault for not wearing their seatbelt. I turned on the fasten seatbelt sign, okay? I warned them.
Well, I mean, did you tell them you were going to land the plane upside down?
Well, no, because there's no sign for that.
Well, still, what about the other plane crashes? And I just don't want to die in a plane crash. I really don't want to die in a plane crash.
Just tell them you won't die in a plane crash so we can hurry up and leave.
Well, I don't want to lie to them. It is still a possibility.
What?
Well, I mean, statistically, yeah, flying is the safest way to travel. I mean, I think the safest way to travel would be, like, in a big plastic ball that you just roll around like in Super Monkey Ball. Or maybe if you're like riding on the back of a truck transporting mattresses and you're just like all between the mattresses, that'd be pretty safe. I mean, you don't want to like suffocate in the mattresses, so they can't be like that thick, and mattresses are pretty heavy and you don't want to get crushed, so they'd have to be like stuck to the wall. And I mean, so you'd have to make sure that happens, but then you'd have to make sure you have air holes so again you don't suffocate. Maybe it's not as safe as I'm thinking. Marvin, just come fly on my plane.
Okay, well, just promise me you won't land it upside down.
Well, if I get a bed, I can't promise that, but come on.
All right, come on, guys. Grab the luggages. Oh, man, I'm so scared.
Marvin, it's gonna be okay.
I'm freaking out.
At approximately 1 minute and 42 seconds into the flight, my wiener is coming out.
You're not gonna pull out your wiener, Jeffy.
Sir, you can't say wiener on this flight. There's children on board.
I didn't know I couldn't say wiener. I thought I couldn't say bomb.
You can't say that either. And also, I'm gonna need you to put your luggage in the overhead compartment.
I looked. There was no room.
I'm gonna need you to find room.
How am I gonna find room when there's no room left on the plane?
Hey, Marvin, I see you met Susan, the flight attendant. I've banged her, and so has every other pilot. You should try it. It's dear. So what's the problem here?
He won't put his luggage in the overhead compartment.
I would if I could. There's no room.
Oh, Marvin, buddy, I got you. I will personally put this in the captain's closet. Throw this shit out the back. We don't have any room. We're overloaded as it is. It's his fault for flying economy. So, Marvin, how do you like my plane? Listen to me, saying my plane like I'm Drake. It's Delta's plane, I'm just flying it today. But that's what we pilots say. It's, you know, our plane. I guess that means it's my fault if we all die. But how do you like the plane, Marvin?
There's no seatbelt.
Oh, yeah, this is a pretty old plane. This is actually its last flight before it's supposed to be decommissioned. It's kind of like its maiden voyage, but, like, at the end, it's made end voyage.
Can I get you guys anything to drink?
I want a beer.
Not you!
She's gonna bring me one anyway. And write this dude!
What do you guys need? Do you need anything?
No, I don't want anything.
Peanuts! Peanut bomb!
Okay.
Jeffy, do not pull out your wiener on the flight.
1 minute, 42 seconds. Oh, hey, mate, you ready to go flying?
Not right now, Simmons. I am freaking the fuck out.
Well, what's going on?
This plane is old as shit, Simmons. It's been in service for like 30 years. I don't even know if we're going to make it off the ground. This plane is held together with duct tape and dreams.
Oh, it's all right, mate. Everything's going to be okay.
I don't know, Simmons. This plane is a fucking death trap. Hey, everybody, this is your captain speaking. The outside temperature is 65 degrees. We got a wind coming in from the northwest. The estimated time of arrival today is, 7:30. So everybody just sit back, relax, and Simmons, I really wish they would let us talk normal into these things so people knew what we were saying.
I know, but it's in the handbook. We have to talk like that, but you forgot the ending.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Flight attendants, prepare the cabin for a cross-check and all-call. Simmons, I still don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't know, mate, but it's in the handbook.
Yeah, well, that handbook can eat my ass. Handbook, schmandbook, that's what I always say.
No, that's what I say, too. I say it all the time.
I heard you saying it.
I can't stop saying it.
Where the fuck are my peanuts?
Jeffy!
Here you go, sir.
Reach faster next time!
You watch your language, Jeffy. I'll beat your ass.
Sir, you need to watch your mouth.
I was just defending you. He called you a bitch. I didn't want to cause any problems.
Sir!
Fuck!
Jeffy, you made a big-ass mess on this airplane.
Sir, what did I say about your language?
Well, he made a big mess. He's acting crazy on the airplane.
These peanuts taste like dick!
Jeffy, goddammit, stop it!
Sir, if you say one more cuss word, I will get the air marshal.
No, he said he was saying bitch and he was saying dick and...
Sir, you need to stop it. I will get the air marshal.
Okay, I won't say anything else. Jeffy, please don't say anything.
Okay.
Piss in my ass cheeks!
That's it!
Well, Jeffy, you're gonna get us in trouble!
Did somebody call an air marshal?
Yes, this man won't stop causing a commotion.
I'm not causing a commotion.
Sir, I'm gonna need you to pipe down!
I'm not even piped up. I'm not even any pipe of pipes. There's no pipe. Peter Piper's not even here.
If you don't calm down, I'm gonna turn this plane around!
Well, we haven't even taken off yet. Look, it's my son. When he's nervous, and when he's nervous, he yells obscenities. It's very pretty bad.
Do I need to tape you to the chair, smartass?
No chairs. No tapes and chairs and stuff.
Okay, no more!
Okay, I'm good. Shut the fuck up.
We're ready for takeoff. You know, I should probably call my daughter.
Wait, why, mate?
Well, because we're on a really shitty plane, we're probably gonna crash and die, and I should probably let her know.
Well, you know your phone needs to be on airplane mode. It's in the handbook.
Simmons, it's just a myth.
Hello?
Hey, Penelope.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, I just want to let you know I'm on a really shitty plane, so I'm probably gonna die in a plane crash.
What?
Yeah, it's a really old plane, so I'm probably gonna die. You might see me on the news. I was actually in the news earlier because I landed a plane upside down, but somehow I think this one's gonna go worse.
Dad, maybe you shouldn't be flying planes today.
Yeah, but I already did the cross check and the all call, so the genie's kind of out of the bottle. I think I'm pretty much locked in.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to let you know because you're probably gonna have to get a bunch of jobs like I had, you know, to pay for bills and stuff, because you're definitely not gonna get any money from your mom. She's definitely spending that alimony money on food and shovels for the food because she's a fat bitch.
Dad, can you please stop fat shaming mom?
Oh, I'm not fat shaming. She has no shame. That's why she eats with shovels. Hey, you remember in the divorce how she got all the gardening tools, especially the shovels, so she could shovel food into her mouth like a fat bitch? Oh, and don't forget the hose for her chocolate baths, but she only washes the inside of her mouth.
Dad, maybe you should be flying the plane.
Yep. All right, let's take off.
Oh, man, takeoff's my least favorite part.
Marvin, do you want me to read you a koala joke to help you calm down?
A koala joke?
Yeah, like what is a koala's love language? Quality time!
Oh, my God, I'm about to get a snake on the plane!
Hey, I told you number! Oh, my God, a snake! Shut!
Wow, he was not qualified to handle that snake.
Why is there a snake on the plane? Someone help! Oh, my God!
Simmons, do you think I should let the passengers know about the snakes on this plane?
Yeah, probably. It's in the handbook.
Yeah, you're right. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are now at cruising altitude. I also just want to let everybody know that there are, in fact, motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. We did not have enough room for them in the cargo area, so we've allowed some of them to roam freely about the cabin. Have you seen any of them? I would recommend you do not touch them. And Samuel L. Jackson, I'm sorry, I know you hate this kind of thing. Oh, yep, there he goes. He has had it. He is sick and tired of this.
Don't
shit, Simmons, what was that?
Oh, sorry, mate. I was trying to adjust my seat and I accidentally hit the button that detaches the wings from the airplane.
Oh, God damn it, Simmons, now we're in a free fall.
Let me tell everybody. This is your captain speaking. If you look out the window, you'll notice that the wings are gone. We are now basically just a flying missile. There's not very much I can do about that right now, other than thank you for flying Delta today. And if you get a survey in your email, my name is Captain Brooklyn T Guy. That's T Guy, not Brooklyn E Guy. That's a different guy that I'm not related to. I know, it's pretty crazy.
Oh!
Airplane C can get this dick! My wiener's coming out!
I know you're screaming for your lives, but for the inconvenience of crashing, we are going to offer you 10,000 sky miles if you sign up for our Delta credit card. I would recommend doing that right now, because the ground is getting real close. Go, go, go! Hurry, hurry, hurry! It's getting close! It's too late.
Thanks for staying the night last night, guys, but we woke up so late.
Yeah, we just got up. It's 3 p.m. The sun's gonna go down soon.
Yeah, dude, we had a long day yesterday playing football outside.
In the grass.
In the dirt, because that's all we have.
Yeah, we were swimming in the pool because it was like 90 degrees outside.
Yeah. No, sweating our balls off, dude.
Yeah, Florida's always just so hot, it's never cold here.
Yeah, the Sunshine State, they call it.
Oh, really?
No way.
That's
no,
what they say.
Breaking news, MK! There was a snowstorm that hit Florida last night. It grew to as big as 6 inches. At least that's what my maid said it felt like in her mouth. Now back to the snow! There was a lot of it, so go outside and have fun, because this probably won't happen for another 100 years.
No way! It's snowing outside?
Dude, it's impossible! We live in Florida, it can't snow!
It cannot snow in Florida, that has to be a lie. There has to be some type of fake news, some Donald Trump fake news type thing, because there's no way it's snowing in Florida.
Yeah, it can't happen, dude.
Yeah, it cannot happen. There's no way that if we walked outside right now that there would be snow.
Never.
Nope.
I mean, we could go look outside.
We could do that. We have free will. We could go check.
We do.
All right, let's put on some long sleeve shirts and some pants.
Uh-huh. Okay, you guys could do that if you want to, pussies. If it's snowing out there, I'm going out there shirtless.
No, you won't. Jinx, pig poke, you owe me a Coke.
Oh, shit. Now what happens?
Me Chinese, me play joke, me go pee pee in your Coke.
Oh, no. Now you both owe each other peed in Cokes.
I'm hungry for
pretzels! Bitch! Oh, got him! I said pretzels! He thought I was gonna say pizza, little bitch! Ha ha! Okay, now what?
I don't know if he owes me a Coke anymore.
Yeah, I'm kind of lost.
I don't think so.
So let's go outside and see the snow!
Okay, let me take my shirt off.
You're not gonna take your shirt off and go in the snow, Cody. You'd freeze to death.
People who freeze to death are pussies. Like all those people who freeze to death on Mount Everest. Bunch of pussies, all of you. Whenever I see cold, I look it in the face and I say, open wide. And then, boom! Cody juice.
Okay, well, I mean, if you get cold, let us know.
I'm not gonna get cold.
Oh my God, guys, it's snowing! I can't believe it's snowing!
Dude, it's Florida! It's not supposed to happen!
Mother Nature got cream pied!
Snowed.
What?
You said it was snowing, but it's not actively snowing. It already snowed, past tense.
God, Cody, I hate you. You look cold.
I'm not cold. You guys are cold. I never said it was cold, you pussies.
Bro, you're the one shaking like a stripper.
I'm not shaking. I'm flexing from all my muscles.
Are you sure you're not cold?
No, I'm not cold.
Everyone throw snowballs at Cody!
Okay!
No, that's not fair.
Make a snowball, Joseph.
Oh, I got one right here, dude.
Cream him.
I would love to get creamed, but not by snow.
Oh, you're asking for it, dude.
Ooh, that is so not cold. You know, when I dreamed of Junior hitting me in the face with white stuff, this is not what I had in mind.
Why do you gotta make everything gay, dude?
Yeah, I'm making more snowballs.
All right, guys, no more snowballs.
Booked!
Ha ha, Cody!
Where'd you go, dude? What,
Cody, where are you?
Fucker's right here!
We can't understand you, Cody. You sound like you have a dick in your mouth.
I wish.
All right, guys, let's build a snowman!
Yeah, dude!
Okay, he's done. Ice Cube the snowman.
Dude, he looks so sick. And he got that gat on him.
Mine's got that gat on him. Gat damn, look at that dumpy.
Cody, what is this?
This is Ronaldo the snowman. Just look at him. He's ready to pleasure some snow dudes. And look at his hog.
Cody.
Dude, I can't wait for the sun to melt yours.
Nothing can melt his rock hard abs or his rock hard nipples. Literally. Him and I have the same physique. I mean, I'm a little bit bigger than him down there, but still, I'm not here to brag. But, Junior!
That's what you get for making a stupid dumb gay snowman.
Oh, wow, Marvin, look, it's snowing.
Snowed.
What?
It's not actively snowing, it's snowed.
Oh.
Jeffy, the snowman, was missing a chromosome. With a pencil in his nose and his head in his diaper, so be good for goodness sake.
Jeffy, what is this?
Marvin, he made a snowman.
It's actually a snowtard. He would try to bite his ear if he had one.
But Jeffy, this is so stupid.
Marvin, look, he gave him a heart.
That's actually his pecker.
Jeffy, you are grounded.
For what?
Because we're making inappropriate stuff.
Marvin. Our HOA is gonna go nuts.
You get it, Daddy? Because he has testicles?
That's it. We're going inside right now.
Yeah, like a big nutsack.
Okay, guys. Are you ready to go sledding?
Junior, this is a wagon.
Well, we don't have a sled. It's Florida. It never snows here.
And this is your neighbor's driveway, and that's just cold concrete down there. If we wipe out, we're gonna get a pretty bad road rash.
We're not gonna wipe out. It's not even that steep of a hill. Come on, everyone get in.
All right, let's go.
Someone needs to push, Junior.
Okay, fine. I'll push.
I'll push too, dude.
That means I'm the only one in here.
Shut up, Cody!
Uh-oh.
That didn't go well.
Ugh, owie. I'm okay, guys. Stop throwing fucking snowballs at me!
Ha ha, Cody!
Dude, we couldn't resist. It was fun.
Yeah, it's a little fun.
Guys, I think we should go inside.
What? Why? You're cold?
No, I'm not cold. Never cold. It's just, the sun's going down.
Hey, you hoodlum, stop making snowmen with big wieners and big asses in my yard. And stop sledding in my driveway.
Snowballs! Hit them!
That's it, I'm calling the police!
Oh no, the police, run!
Fuck the police!
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
I did, officer, look what the hoodlums did to my yard!
Those look like snowmen.
Yeah, but that one over there's got a big dick.
Yes, he does.
And this one's got a gun.
What? Freeze! Drop that shit right now! I said drop it, I'll blow you the fuck away! Pussy!
You really showed that snowman.
Yeah, at the academy they said I was the best at controlling my anger. So, you like my new red gun? We started painting them bright colors so whenever kids find them, they think it's a toy and they play with it.
That's pretty fucked up.
No, I'm just kidding. We actually gave these to the fire department so they could fight fires. We really wanted to put the fight and firefighter, but it's kind of pointless because you can't shoot fire.
Well, I want to press charges on those hoodlums.
For what?
Well, they assaulted me with snowballs and destruction of property because this is my snow. And I'm pretty sure that snowman over there is guilty of some form of molestation.
Okay, those are a lot of charges. Do you know where the kids live?
Yeah, right across the street.
Oh, I'm familiar. I'll talk to them.
Man, I hate the Hucker dudes.
Dude, they suck.
Yeah, they're always trying to ruin our fun.
Right?
Do you have to poop, Cody? Go to take a shit.
No, dude. I'm okay.
Are you cold?
No.
Don't say it, dude.
Never cold.
Oh, good choice. I thought he was going to say the N-word.
I thought he was going to say it, too. He doesn't stop saying it. He always says it.
Crazy.
Cody, why are you blue? Are you cold?
Yeah, you look like if a Barney and a Smurf had a baby.
Yeah, you look like the lead singer of Eiffel 65 who made that blue song.
He's not blue. The song is just called that.
He is blue. He talks about having a blue Corvette and a blue house. Did you not listen up and hear his story? He's blue inside and outside.
I've heard the fucking song, Junior.
So are you him?
No!
What's wrong, Cody? You're scaring me.
I'm fine, guys. I'm fine.
You're shaking too much, dude.
Yeah.
Making me nervous.
I think you have to take a shit. Just go take one.
No, I don't have to take a shit. I'm fine. Just don't worry about it.
Do you like eating blueberries?
Yes, that's it. I like blueberries a lot. I eat too many.
Oh, he's like...
There's someone at the door. Hold on. Hello?
Hey, your neighbor says you built some snowmen in his yard and one of them appears to have a penis?
Oh, yeah, my friend Cody made that one. He likes penis.
Oh, okay. Well, he also says you threw some snowballs at him?
Yeah, we threw three right at his face.
Right. You know, you don't have to admit any of this. You do have the right to remain silent, and anything you say or do can and will be used against you in a court of law. I learned that today, because apparently I was supposed to be saying that the whole time, and I haven't, so none of those arrests count. So now my boss is mad at me because I haven't been saying it, and a bunch of bad people got away with some really bad shit because I didn't say it. Like, this one guy, he had, like, this little girl, and, oh, it was awful. I'm not even going to tell you all of it. Let's just say he's a monster. And now he's free, and he works at Popeye's, my favorite chicken restaurant. So every time I'm there, I have to see him, knowing what he did. But goddamn, their chicken is so good, I just can't stop eating there.
So he's free because you didn't say the sentence?
He's free because I didn't say that one little sentence, those few little words. Stupid. So anyway, I have to arrest you and your friends.
Well, arrest us? Why?
Well, your neighbor wants to press charges, so can you just show me your friends so I can tell them what I told you?
Yeah, we're over here.
Who is at the door?
You better not say jigaboo, nigga.
Junior.
Oh, I thought he was going to say it.
Yeah, it was going to roll off his
tongue. Always has racist stuff. Anyway, it was the cops. They're here to arrest us.
Hey, I'm here to arrest you.
Oh, the cops? Fuck that.
Oh, I should've.
I like how he made a lightning.
That was pretty cool.
He went,
he did. He was pretty fast.
I would never be able to catch him.
Not with that noise. Anyway, Cody, he's here to arrest us for the dick thing.
Which one?
The one with the snowman outside.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, so he just got blew out of nowhere, officer. I don't know what happened.
Oh, what, did you listen to Eiffel 65 too much?
Yeah, see, that guy's blue inside and outside.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, but no, I don't think he's listening to any music, and I don't really know why else he'd be blue like this.
Huh, well, maybe I should put my doctor outfit on so I can diagnose this.
Yeah, do that.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Oh, wait, I was already here.
So, doctor, why is he blue?
Well, I don't know. Did he eat anything today? Like, did he steal candy from Willy Wonka like Violet Beauregard and turn into a big blue bitch?
Oh, God, he's going to say the N-word.
No, kid, you really shouldn't say that. Like, I know it's just us here and I'm cool, but you definitely should not say that word.
No, he didn't eat anything. He didn't eat any candy from Willy Wonka because I don't think Willy Wonka's real.
Oh, you know who did eat those candies? My ex-wife. Yeah, she must have had like 5 of them. Just a big old roly-poly bitch. Big hot air balloon built bitch. She was really fat, you guys.
Okay, so he did go outside with his shirt off.
Well, yeah, because I'm not a
he's going to say Peppa Pig.
Pussy. Well, that might explain it. He might have frostbite.
What? You can get sick from being bit by a snowman?
No. Frostbite's when you're outside in the cold for too long and your body turns all blue and fucked up. Like, look at his fingers. We're going to have to amputate those.
He's going to say Asians love rice and homework.
Amputate?
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to have to cut off every part of your body that has frostbite on it.
Okay, I guess start cutting it off.
And done! I cut off every part of his body that had frostbite on it.
You cut off so much stuff.
Yeah, well, his eyes were the only thing without frostbite.
So he's dead.
Yeah. But hey, at least he's not a pussy, huh? I wonder.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. Let's do something fun.
Yeah, let's do something fun.
Hey, guys, have we considered doing something fun?
Something fun.
Well, me and Ken are down for anything.
How about we go to the aquarium, dude?
Oh, yeah, the aquarium would be so fun.
Ken doesn't really like fish.
What?
Yeah, he thinks aquariums are boring. He says you can see most of the same stuff at a pet store.
Dude, they have stingrays!
And sharks!
And he doesn't like the cafeteria at the aquarium. He says the food's really gross, in his opinion.
He can't even eat the food. He's a dog.
And we don't have to eat at the cafeteria at the aquarium. We can eat here.
And he doesn't like the gift shop because he says everything's really overpriced, especially the stuffed octopus, because last time he was there, he really wanted to buy one, but it was too expensive, and his parents got in a really big argument over whether or not they were going to buy it for him, and then the car ride home was really awkward, and I was promised a toy, so it just kind of made my whole day shitty, so I don't want to go. I mean, Ken doesn't want
to
go.
It just sounds like you don't want to go to the aquarium, Cody.
Oh, no, I love aquariums. It's just Ken, I was trying to be nice, but he thinks aquariums are kind of gay. Like, they're lame. He doesn't like it.
Oh, I get it, Cody. You don't want to go to the aquarium because that's where your mom lives because she's a big fat cow.
Oh, nigga.
Wait, Junior, don't you mean a whale?
Thanks for correcting me, Cody. She is a whale. She's a bigger animal, a big fat whale.
You called your mom a whale.
Okay, Cody, we don't have to go to the aquarium because Ken doesn't want to go.
Thank you. Yes.
How about we go see the new Deadpool movie?
Oh, dude, I really want to see it. I love it.
Yeah, I want to see it, too.
Well, Ken's already seen it.
What?
Yeah, Ken already saw it, and he doesn't want to see the same movie twice.
Why do we care what Ken saw?
Yeah, we want to see it. We haven't seen it.
Well, I think we should do something that's fun for everybody.
We could go swimming in my pool.
Me and Ken already went swimming earlier. He doesn't want to.
Jesus. Hey, can I see Ken real quick?
Yeah, sure. I don't know why you want to see him.
He's not going to like this shit.
What am I not going to like about it?
This! Wait, you're right. I didn't like that at all. Get back here. Joseph, get back, please. Joseph, no! Yeah, that dog's eating Ken. Why would you throw him, Joseph?
Because he's a dog, dude.
He's not a dog, Joseph. Hey, you mutt, give me back my boyfriend. Give me that. Why is there even a rabid dog in this neighborhood?
Oh, man, that's my dog.
What, Michael Vick?
Hey, who else is going to be? Now, come here, you stupid mutt. You save all that fighting for the other dogs.
What? Okay. Junior, look! Joseph threw Ken outside, and he got eaten by one of Michael Vick's rabid dogs, and now he's dead.
Joseph, why would you do that?
Dude, Ken was ruining all the fun, so in order for us to have fun, I had to take action into my own hands and got rid of Ken.
Well, you do know it wasn't Ken that was stopping us from having fun. It was just Cody. He didn't want to do those things.
Nah, dude, Cody wanted to have fun. It was all Ken.
Cody, stop crying. Is there a way we can get a new Ken doll?
Well, first of all, he's not a doll. And also, get a new Ken! again. That's like if your dad died and they said, why don't you just get a new dad?
I mean, if my dad was a doll, dude.
He's not a doll, Joseph. He's an irreplaceable man.
Oh, Cody, look, the news.
I'm too sad to watch the news. Okay, I'll watch the news, but I'm going to mope the whole time.
Breaking news, MK! There's a big increase of mosquito bitings around the country. Field reporter Steve Stellberger is on the case. Steve?
Hello, I'm Steve Stellberger with the evening news, and I'm just waiting for someone to talk to. Excuse me, citizen, what do you think of all these mosquitoes?
I hate them! They bite me! Why do they do that?